foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to another edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra here in London on this day, the 8th day of June, a very sad day, the 8th day of June in the year of our Lord 2013. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. Once again, we are asking you to please go and get your pen ready. Go and get every material you have to be able to take down some of the very important and critical points we bring into you this evening, because it's a very sad day. We are coming to you from London. We are reaching every part of the world, every corner of the globe. You receive Radio Biafra once you log on to www.radiobiafra.co, or you can find us via other websites that we also run, bilierhumanrights.org, bilierhumanrights.org. You can also get us at People of Biafra, peopleofbiafra.org. peopleofbiafra.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. These are all the websites also managed by Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. You know the number to call us by now. You know the routine. If you don't have the number or it is not showing on your screen, please join us on Facebook. Go and put in Radio Biafra London on Facebook. You should be able to get us. Ask to join the group. Click to join the group, and then you should be able to get all the information. We are welcoming you wherever you are in the world. If you're in the Far East, if you're in the Middle East, if you're in the Western world, even if you're in the Eastern or Western coast of the United States, or in Canada, or in Mexico, or in Brazil, or in Chile, we are welcoming you. We are saying good evening to you, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be on this planet. We have been very busy today. The editorial board has been very busy. We've been in a series of meetings. That is why I am hosting this program this evening with Carol Monday, who has kindly joined us once again and graced us with her presence. We are welcoming her of all the gallant work she's been doing for Radio Biafra. We also acknowledge the contributions of all the people who are making things happen, like Baron Wosu, Nonye Manning, and also our dear sister who is in Tennessee in the United States, doing all she can to make sure that we get Biafra in truth and honesty. All of you ladies working very hard, and also the men, we must mention George Agogwa and all the rest of them who are working excellently hard to make sure that Radio Biafra Facebook page is the most talked about platform we have on Facebook. We are very grateful for all the work that you've been doing. We cannot thank you enough. We cannot thank you enough for all the wonderful work that you have been doing. Please, wherever you are, go and tell your friends, your family, your relatives, even our enemies as well. Put it on your Skype wall. Put it on your Facebook wall. Put it, even broadcast it on your BlackBerry. if you can, please, that today, the 8th day of June, that Radio Biafra is on the air. We are coming to you live and direct from London. You can join us on Skype. Go onto Skype and add Radio Biafra to Skype. You should be able to speak to us there. We are going to run this program today for as long as possible to take all your calls, all your reactions. If you want to know what is happening, if you go to Radio Biafra Facebook page, you should be able to get a taster of what is actually going on, what is happening, because today we are going to dispense with the normal way we bring you the headlines. We'll go to them very shortly, but what we are reporting today, the principal news that we are covering, of course we'll be going on to other things later on. What we are reporting this evening, we will start with what our brother wrote, Chukwunedum. This is what he had to write, and this more or less encapsulates what Radio Biafra is feeling this evening. We are very disappointed that today, the 8th of June, that so many Biafrans were killed in Anambra State, Enugu State, and Abia State due to the sit at home. And no one is putting fears, and people are putting fears to those who want to support Biafra and to back them down from coming out. With all due respect, Nnamdi Kanu, please advise all Biafrans, and no one is actually talking about, we've lost you here for a second. What you're saying is that people died today because of the sit-at-home protest. There are no pictures, there are no videos. We are asking people, if you took pictures, if you know people that took pictures, please, if they are on Facebook, we want them uploaded for the world to see exactly what happened today. We are reporting this evening that we have lost lives today. People have been shot dead by the Nigerian military because they clashed with some MASOP members who were stopping people from going about their lawful business. Once again, we have lost blood again today. Once again, we have lost the lives of innocent souls today in Biafraland. The sacrifice continues. The killing continues unabated. When is all this nonsense going to stop? Unfortunately, many years ago, on the same 8th of June 2006, the same thing happened and we lost a lot of people. Families lost their children and their younger ones to this same nonsense. Today, it has happened again. The headline we are bringing this evening is that there are palpable fears which has gripped on nature that these people, the Nigerian army, have moved in and is beginning to shoot people. Anyone they see, anyone they come across, they will shoot and they will kill them. That no fewer than 6 people were reportedly shot dead. That Uchen Namato, the director of information of MASOP, is reporting that 12 people have been killed so far and counting. 12 people killed in the sit at home and still counting. We'll be trying to find out this evening, why would you shoot people who are sitting at home? If they're sitting in their houses, how can you go and shoot them? 3 of the men killed were its members, named Sunday Idom, Emeka, Ibe, and Okechukwu Okoro. These are the people that were shot dead today. They were allegedly shot by the soldiers at Bida Road in Onitsha, where 5 others were also said to be critically injured. This is being reported by Vanguard newspaper. They are saying that some group of boys suspected to be MASOP members set ablaze a police patrol van at Oba Junction. The commander of the 302 Artillery Regiment at Onitsha, Colonel T.O. Gagariga, told newsmen on phone that he was not aware that soldiers shot and killed MASOP members, adding that he was aware that some MASOP members who were on patrol with their vehicles had a fatal accident at Modebe Avenue Junction by Iweka Road, which led to the instant death of 2 of them. This is incredible. This is what is happening. We have lost lives today. We'll be watching and waiting to see if Biafra is going to come tomorrow morning. We want to know what this whole sit-at-home incident is all about. Why was it ordered in the first place? Of what purpose was it meant to serve? And have we accomplished anything at all? Also, this evening we'll be reviewing where we are in relation to the worldwide protest. We want to take the agitation for Biafra to the entire world. We'll be asking ourselves, where are we in terms of our preparedness, in terms of our readiness to confront all these issues? We are also reporting this evening, having met with the leader of the Council of Elders, who is visiting London with the entire editorial board, that the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra will be issuing a statement 7 p.m. on Monday on Radio Biafra. The leader of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra will be delivering a keynote address to all Biafrans to the entire world on Monday. It is advisable for everybody to tune in. That is where we derive our authority from. We are not a band of thugs. We have gone back to the way that our ancestors used to govern us, which is by elders' council. It is not Ohanaeze, we must stress very clearly. This is the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra who signed the document with which we took Nigeria to court. The case is coming up again on the 25th. That case is more important than any seat at home. If you want to support what Biafra is doing, go to court on the 25th and watch how independence is won. Watch how arguments are won in a civilized manner in a court of law. Because believe it or not, Nigeria is still regarded by some people all over the world as a democracy. That is a fact of life. People must learn to understand that there are ways to protest, there are things to be done, and the best way to do it is not how it was done today. Today we have lost nearly 12 people. For no reason. Because tomorrow, Nigeria is still the same way. When you plan to go on protest, you plan it in such a way that you sustain the momentum. There is something called momentum in freedom fighting. That is why we want to protest all across the world. Biafra has been on record to say that the momentum we generate from the worldwide protest, we will take it back home and flush away all workers of iniquity. It is called momentum because you build up a head of steam. That is how it is done. That is how you overthrow corrupt regimes. Is that you develop momentum and you sustain it. You don't do one sit at home today. Tomorrow you do nothing. Then after 4 or 5 years, you do another sit at home. It doesn't work that way. That is not how you do freedom fighting. No one has ever done freedom fighting this way. Our youths are dying. Our people are dying, confused, being fed wrong information by Nigerian media, who have no interest in the realization of Biafra. That is why they are reporting all this news, to make people to be scared. When mothers hear that their children are being killed, if you ask them to support Biafra, they will say no. We must understand that Biafra is not for thugs. It is not for people who are uncivilized. We are a civilized people. We are not a race of bandits. We don't stop people from going about their lawful business. We use reason and persuasion, never by force. That was why no clan conquered another clan in Igbo land. That is why we never conquered any other people and nobody conquered us. Because we obey people's rights. Any views you hold, if you support MASOP, if you don't support MASOP, this is your platform to discuss it this evening. We said that this is Radio Biafra. We don't sweep any issues under the carpet because we must learn how to tolerate dissenting views. Views we do not agree with. Views we do not find palatable, we must live with it. Because the Biafra we are going to build is going to be a Biafra of democracy. It is going to be a Biafra of equality. But before I go on any further, please, I will go to Carol to say hello to you because she's been walking away very slavishly and I didn't want to interrupt what she was been doing. Please, Carol, say hello to our wonderful listeners all over the world on this very sad day, the 8th day of June, when MASOP have once again shared and lost the lives of our people for no reason. If there's any reason, we want to know that later. Please.
Yes, I see that the June 8th is a black day because 2006 there was killings and now June 8th, today there's killings. I'm very sad to say. Anyway, good evening, everybody. Good evening in the world. Good morning and good night. Good evening.
Thank you. Some is even good night because some are actually going to bed. That this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is the only open platform where it doesn't cost you anything to speak your mind. You can speak your mind no matter what it is. At Radio Biafra, we entertain any views. We entertain any ideas that you may have as long as you respect the right of other people to air their views as well. Here, we weigh every issue, we weigh every decision, and we all ultimately, decide based on reason. Nothing else drives us apart from reason. We don't have any other way of arriving at a decision on what to do unless we have reason behind it. We are also reporting this evening that Radio Biafra in the next 10 days will be in the United States of America, and most probably also Canada. Radio Biafra will be coming to the world for a few weeks from the United States. We'll be broadcasting from various states. We'll broadcast from Atlanta. We will broadcast from Texas, where Moses Nwigwe, the benefactor of Radio Biafra in the United States, will be our chief host. We'll also be able to broadcast from California. We will also broadcast from Chicago and from New York as well. We are waiting to see if we can go to Washington, D.C. to be able to broadcast. We have not had any hosts yet. If you want to be part of Radio Biafra programming in the United States of America, you know what to do. You can always email us. Please go and send your email to contact@radiobiafralondon.com. contact@radiobiafralondon.com. Or you can send us a message via Skype. You can send us a Skype text message. We will receive it. We'll give you confirmation, and then we'll make arrangements. Somebody will be in touch with you. And Chidera, in fact, will be in touch with you to try and arrange it. Chidera is the one coordinating all these activities in the United States. She's living somewhere in Tennessee. She's doing an excellent job coordinating the effort of Radio Biafra in the United States. Please, if you have any information to pass on to her, as or if you want to be part of this programming in the U.S., please do so. Once again, we are welcoming you wherever you are on this very sad day, the 8th day of June, on exactly the same day in 2006, when Peter Obi shot us at sight, when this same nonsense happened, we were killed. Today, again, we have been killed once again. But before I go to take any calls this evening, because we'll try to take the calls as early as possible, because this is the main principal headline that we are covering, and also that the leader of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, Dr. Dozier Ikedife Kengane, we will be addressing the world on Monday regarding all this nonsense that has been happening, all the killings, and Biafrans all over the world will be able to know what the indigenous people of Biafra, led by our elders, the Council of Elders, is making of all this nonsense that is happening around us. Please, Carol, what is your opinion, your views, and your take, essentially, on what you've been hearing so far? Because I'm filled with emotion. I don't know, maybe my words are jumping a bit this evening because I'm so upset, us losing people all the time.
I was very skeptical from last night. I was very concerned about who was actually going to get killed today because, you know, if Mastob is... we already know that there's a few in Mastob that were corrupt, and if they're going to come in and, you know, they're calling for a sit down, and of course everybody across the world is going to sit down because they want to free Biafra and they're following this. But then the police now have had a reason to to kill... How many people was it?
It's 12 today.
12 now.
Confirmed 12 people dead. Confirmed dead. Killed for nothing.
See, I was up to, I knew that of 6, but now you see it's 12. Who are these 12? Is it that they were Masob people that still believe strongly in Biafra? Did they want to remove them from their team? You know, because it's all political now. Masob was a true fighter, I think, in the beginning, but it's got too political for them.
Yes, it's extremely sad. It's a very sad case. It is not something we want to dwell on a lot, but it is the truth. It is happening. Radio Biafra was set up to defend the rights, the privileges of Biafrans wherever they are. When you have in one day 12 Biafrans gone down, we have every right to ask questions, to ask ourselves what is happening. There is no need debating on Facebook. There is no need complaining. What we are asking you to do this evening is to call Radio Biafra. Is to call Radio Biafra this evening so that we can know what your views are, what your opinions are. You can also text us. We have Clifford Iranya. He's living in Houston, Texas. He said he would like to be a part of the broadcast when we get to Texas. Of course, I'm sure that Chidera is taking note of this, and she'll be in contact with Clifford Iranya very, very shortly. Thank you for that. You want to be a part of the program. Radio Biafra will be in the United States in the next 10 days precisely, and we'll be broadcasting from there for a considerable length of time. Once again, we are welcoming you on this very sad day. This day is a very, very sad day in the lives of our people because we have once again lost a lot of people, yet Biafra is nowhere to be found. Biafra is not coming. We are losing lives left, right, and center. Why don't we invest this loss of lives that we are experiencing right now into fighting Boko Haram and what is happening? Why are we doing it, wasting it frivolously on things that don't really matter? We have not advanced an inch. They're even killing us in our own land. What happened to our fathers is now happening to us. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening. My name is Charles. I'm calling from London.
Charles from London, go ahead. The world is listening.
Good evening. It's so unfortunate what happened to the soul of the departed. Rest in peace. I feel so sad, and I understand how you feel, and every other person who are part and parcel of the human rights. I called some time ago and I was, there's something I was pointing at, that's sensitizing our people. Some of us are doing the best that we could to sensitize the people down there in the East. Today, because I was so busy all through, but today I made it the point of duty to call someone in Iboland, actually in Onitsha. I spoke to my uncle. He's about 70 or 80 years old. He was one of the forefathers of Biafra because he fought in the Civil War. So I was asking him about Masop. He was so furious about Masop, how they kill people, how they damage people, things and all that. Then I now told him there's another group. Is a new group who is fighting to liberate and to establish Biafra in truth and in honesty. So he was so happy. I explained everything to him because he is a trader. He's a rich trader in the market there. Unfortunately, many of them in that market, they don't know that there's not anything called Radio Biafra. They don't know there's what they call Bilay Human Rights Initiative. He never knew there's a court case in a way.
Exactly.
So I was able to talk to him. So that's why I said last time, if I think about 3 weeks ago or a month ago, I called. I said, please, yes, I can do it. Other people can do it, but the problem is this. Our people are so intelligent, no matter so many didn't go to school, but they want to hear from an official source. If Bilay Human Rights, or if Dr., I don't know what's his name.
He will address us on Monday.
An official letter, it's very good, it's not addressed, but then it will be very, very nice if there will be an official letter that will be sent to all the market leaders in Onitsha. Very, very important.
Yes.
To all the market leaders in Aba, to all the market leaders in Umahia, to all the market leaders in, because these are the heart of Ibo, these are the heart of Ibo land. If we get to sensitize these people, then if you want to, like today's sister at home, it was forced on them. They didn't like it because they've seen Masop as a criminal outfit. Okay, so if we can do that, write to them officially, even go and pay them visit, ask them what's your opinion, like we've been doing here in Radio Biafra. I bet you, if there's anything like this at home, honestly, they don't need soldiers. So that way, people will beg in them. Jonathan will call and say, please, can you open your shop? Because these people will be happy because they want to close their shop willingly. But unfortunately, today, they were forced to close their shops.
My brother, what you have said is very important, and I want us to develop this conversation. You're calling us on Skype, so you're not going to run out of credit. What you're saying is key this evening, and that is what we want our listeners to appreciate and to understand. When you are fighting a freedom, when you're into freedom fighting, you take the people along with you. You don't force them to do anything. You don't coerce them to do anything. You present your case. And as you said, we have said it most times, forget that sometimes some of our people, some people that bear Igbo name anyway, they act slightly strangely. Our people are very intelligent people. They are even a Pawantapa in the village. If you sit a Pawantapa down and explain something to that person is far more reasonable than a politician.
They will understand.
They will understand what you're saying.
More than anybody.
That is why we need this radio. The reason there is information deficiency. Our people are not getting the news. Had Radio Biafra been transmitting on shortwave, on AM and FM, this nonsense, there will be no sit at home. It wouldn't have happened. Because our people don't receive the information. That is why we want a transmitter.
They don't.
That's the difficulties we are having.
I established this. What I'm saying, I knew a lot. Them who I could call, the ones I went to school, I called them. Of course, they knew that there is Radio Biafra, but I was able to establish link with those who never went to school. I spoke with them, and I knew that these people, they are like the voices in Onitsha. But unfortunately, we couldn't reach them because they don't hear the news. So we are going to help them. So that will be one of the things. If it comes online, hopefully I'm going to be online, and I will be able to talk to him and also encourage him. Otherwise, supposing I can write him, I would have written this email or whatever it is on my own. But if I write it, they told me as if I'm writing as an entity. But if you write as a group, then it's going to be effective. Okay? Then another thing I want to also suggest. You know, if you look at the wars, the wars that have happened around the Arab world, that will list these people. Because to be honest with you, in democratic world, you can never have 100% people who are for you. If it's like that, then that is not democracy. It is not possible. You must have opposition. You must have people who don't even believe in anything. Okay, now Masop, because when we started this nation, we must tell these people that Masop, they tried in the time when they tried. Unfortunately, things have crossed them that they've changed their course. In that aspect, we could be able to call Owazirike
I'm not for myself, but I could say we can actually dialogue, because who we am, for me, the people of Biafra today is more civilized than what Wazirike has achieved. So in that sense, we could actually invite Wazirike and whosoever, all of them should come to London, like 10 of them who come to London, so that if we have a common ground. Today you hear about Free Syria Army. Why are they not getting weapons? Because there are some things that are happening. People don't believe in them. Okay, so if we can...
Thank you very, very much. You are raising some very salient points, some very important points, so that others can appreciate what is happening. What you're saying now is abundantly correct. Why was it that the same people who are fighting in Syria today, they fought the same type of battle against Gaddafi, and they got help, they defeated Gaddafi? In every other place, they have gotten that help. Why is it difficult for the people in Syria to get help? Because the world don't trust them. People see them as a bunch of extremist religious fanatics who will get into power and even be worse than Assad. So that is what our people need to understand. That is why this struggle has not moved forward. It has not moved forward because of the antics of these people.
If there were Al Jazeera reporters or BBC reporters in Onitsha somewhere, and then they interview a couple of traders, and they'll tell you, my sons are criminals.
Please, you know, my brother, stay where you are. Let us take this call. Stay where you are. Just stay where you are. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Yes. I'm calling. My name is Eze. I'm calling from U.S., Dallas, Texas.
Eze from Dallas, Texas, from the U.S. We will be with you people very shortly. In about 9-10 days, we will be in the United States. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to put my little contribution of what is going on in this Biafra land. There is something that normally pains me. Although, you know what, I know Mossad must have, maybe their leadership must have been misbehaving. But I would like to caution our people. Let us see what is happening with that, the Boko Haram issue. It is never any northern leaders ever use the word addressing Boko Haram as a criminal organization.
Yes.
Boko Haram has been killing people in thousands.
Yes.
Burning churches, robbing banks, doing all sorts of atrocities. Never any northern leaders come to condemn Boko Haram. They never use the word criminal to address these people. We have a problem within ourselves. Let us stop using that word. Even if Boko Haram must have been doing something that is bad, let us remove that word criminal on them. I have been following what is going on already on their front page, the commentary that people have been giving. I found out a complete on myself that people are looking for representation of myself and other groups, their front groups. If we can go through the wall of Radio Biafra, the comments that people have been writing in, I would say, don't forget about the whole problem that we have on our side. To address this issue, a lot of people believe in Mossad activities. Many people do not believe. Let us remove all the differences that we have to address this issue so that we can come into our purpose. Let us remove the issue of criminals or not criminals. The world are looking at us, what is going on. Because I'm giving my example of what is happening in the North. Look at Buhari today coming out openly in support of Boko Haram. The Northern Foreign Aid has come openly. But the atrocities that these people have been committing, nobody has come to level them as a criminal. Let us remove that. There are something that I live in the North most of my life. I live in Kaduna. There is something that I was reading this morning on the wall, that there was a trailer burnt down. I was very, very happy about that trailer that was burnt down from the North. When we are in the North, if we have anything but the outside to protest, no people now will openly shop because we are afraid of what will happen. So why should any Northerner with his trailer hearing that any group is the name of their from back home, if the parents stay at home, then he carries his truck to go, they're not obey that. In the northern part of Nigeria, every Friday, the people are going to have to open their shop because, you know, anything can happen at any time.
Yes.
So let us move that word criminal on this world, even if the activities are criminal. now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see. Brother, you right. Speak. Excuse me, you speak.
You have a lot of
is it? Is it?
You have a lot of you have Hamas.
Hold on 1 second. Let me ask you a question. You have made some points. I want to ask you a question.
Yes,
hang on a second. What is the motive of Boko Haram in the north? Boko Haram insurgency, what is it designed to achieve?
They are looking in the north, they are fighting for northern interests.
Good.
That is the motive of Boko Haram.
They are fighting for the establishment of an Islamic state through armed conflict. No one is I'm coming. Let us discuss this very issue like people that I want to learn from you and also want you to learn from us as well. It's a two-way relationship. We are democratic people. We are not Hausa and Kadede people. Neither are we Yoruba people. Before you do anything, you must study what is called the value system of the people, the way the people's world perspective, how they view the world. We are Democrats. We do things by consent. You don't force us to do anything. I don't know the part of Yoruba land you come from, but where I come from, no man can force me to do anything against my will. What Masop should do is to win the hearts and minds of the people. You don't force them to do anything. Nobody forced us to go to war. Ojukwu did not force us to go to war. We gave Ojukwu the mandate to declare Biafra. Not him on his own. This is what we must understand. We must follow things sequentially. Masop do not fight for Biafra independence. They are fighting to line their own pockets. You cannot raise an army of thugs and be threatening people. And then you come and say, oh, let's not wash our dirty in the public. How many years will it take for this man to go and sit down and allow genuine freedom fighters to go and get? Do you want everybody to be violent like them? We start killing each other? As you said, what is happening in Masop was exactly what happened with Fatah in Palestine. They were corrupt to the core. And supporters of Hamas could not take it anymore because they were corrupt. Corruption is corruption in Igbo language, in English language, in French, in Latin, in whatever language you look at it. Do these people, they are insulting the memory of the dead. We are not saying to people, do not protest. Now, let me put it to you this way. If you want to protest, my brother, you have read, you are an educated man, you are in the United States, so you know this very, very well. In South Africa, when they call for a strike, it is ongoing, non-stop. You don't stop. You don't call for a strike once every 4 years. You are making a mockery of freedom fighting. You don't call for it. If Masop can stand up tomorrow and say, we are calling for an indefinite strike, we will support them. You don't call for a strike for 1 day in 4 years. That is nonsense. The same day that we are killed in 2006, today we have lost 12 people. Is Biafra coming tomorrow? Tomorrow everybody will go to Jonathan and collect their share of the money. Nigerian police will set up roadblocks and even collect more money from us. Are you getting Biafra? Are we wasting lives for the sake of it, or are we going to get Biafra? That's all I have to say. Please go ahead.
All right. And now, you see, let me come in this way. There is no way people will look for sovereignty or freedom without losing a single life. Even when we do Biafra, we go back up to South Procrastin. We are not going to only Procrastin, we are going to do some demonstration. Protest. And we don't want the people that are facing in Nigeria government. Even if people demonstrate, they will come. They must kill people. I don't think that you need to have to talk to them. They will come. We must protest. And protesting, Nigerian soldiers will still come. They will kill people. That's how I see the freedom fighters. You cannot fight for freedom fighters without anticipating that you will lose even your own life. Sure. That is sure. Because everywhere people are fighting for freedom fighting, they lose people.
Yes, I don't dispute, but you lose people for a reason. You lose people to serve a purpose. You lose people to achieve a particular goal. The question I keep asking, which no one is answering, is of what purpose is there to have only one seat at home in 4 years and you expect that to be something? And you have now alienated all your people. Half of the people, how can you? I ask you, my brother, how can you fight freedom, do freedom fighting, when more than half of your people are against you? You cannot win. It's as simple as that. ANC never, ever, the only people, the case of Stumpy in ANC, the boy that was tortured and killed, by encounter what is way that made them to question Winnie Mandela. This was before independence was granted to them in South Africa, because he was found to be supplying information to the white South African supremacist government. Are you listening to me? That is the only time are allowed to take the laws into your hands, the same way that Ifeajuna was tried and killed for being a saboteur. You don't physically, you do not, this go and read Freedom Fighting very, very well. You don't stop your people from carrying out any activity. You don't do that. You win their hearts over and you say, this is what we are going to do and this is the purpose it's going to. We are Igbo people. We are not daft. If you explain to us, if you lock up your shop and sit at home, Biafra will come, or you'll advance Biafra. People will sit at home. Everybody loves Biafra. You don't impose anything. That was why we never had any kings. You don't impose your rule on people. You go with consent. Consensus. You get the opinion of the people and you do what they ask you to do, because we are Igbo people. We are not Hausa people. We are not Yoruba people. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have our brother on the line. And we are coming to America. When we get there, we'll speak further. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, we still have our brother who is on Skype. We've kept you waiting for a while. Please, yes. Please, go ahead and round
up. What you just, the argument you had with them, that's just the way it works. You see, the Igbos are too intelligent. So long that if you're an Igbo person, unless if you're not an Igbo person, then you will not know that. We are too intelligent. Whether educated or not educated, they are all when I mean intelligent, I mean so intelligent.
I agree with you.
If you come to impose anything on them, it can never work. In your village meeting,
you will fail.
It can never be possible. What I did today was I decided not to talk with the elite. I decided to talk to those people who never went to school. Because I know some of them. And then they were able to listen. Even though I'm a young person, they were able to listen to me because I know them. They are 20, they heard about court, because they knew that this case is no longer the case of let's bring gun and then shoot and then win the battle or whatever. When I told them about, and I mentioned former chief justice of Enugu State, and then they were, because they knew him when they were still old Anambra State. You know, so when you start mentioning some names, then this man will begin to realize that another group of people have come. So we must make a move to bring Wazirike on the table. Then when he sits down with this with the people, with the leader, then he will be explained to about everything that has happened before. He has tried. Yes, he tried, because that's the first thing. Because the first thing you must tell him, that he has actually tried as a man, whatever thing it is. Then we can now bring to him, these are your errors. These are the way we can move forward, so that he can tame because these are touts. The people that did this thing today are touts. The sit at home would have worked for them if everybody had agreed. But I can tell you that over 70% of people in the East there, they were against this sit at home, because they've been having problem with myself for a very long time.
Charles, hold it there. We want our listeners to understand this evening that Radio Biafra was set up to support the move towards Biafra and to get it. Not just to support and be talking for the next 10 years, but to do something to get it. In every peace or protest rally organized in the United States for the civil rights movement, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will be at the front leading the line. In South Africa, when Mandela was in jail, the secretary of ANC then was Cyril Ramaphosa. He will be on the front line and the police will be shooting. Owasrike has children. Where are his children today? Where was he? Was he in Onitsha leading the line? What was he doing? How can you claim you asked your people to sit at home? And they're sitting at home. And Masop is outside. But you said sit at home. But they're the ones outside. It doesn't make any sense. Please, stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Nandi, Dr. Moses Mwigwe from Texas.
Dr. Moses Mwigwe, the benefactor of Radio Biafra and the financier of our activities. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've been trying to get in touch with you. I understand that a lot of people are trying to contribute to buy the transformer that we need in Biafra land. Sorry, I'm at work, but at this only time I have not to call.
That's okay, go ahead.
years, when the time comes, whatever the balance is, I don't care how much it is, I'll take care of it after the money balance.
But you're,
$20,000. Yes.
Okay, no problem, my brother. I understand the sacrifice you're making and prepared to make because of who you are. You're a man of your words. You are the you yourself and Chukwudi Oforma in Australia are the two principal financiers of Radio Biafra. We must make that. I'm never tired of saying it. Only both of you are more or less financing the bulk of what we are doing. The rest of them are contributing also, and we welcome all of them. Only about 16 of you are financing our activities. You are telling us this evening that once we close the door and there is nothing, any balance left, that you will make it up. Is that what you're saying?
So I don't think money will not stop us from getting the offer. I'm not rich, but I can put myself keep myself to the bank as what a deposit to get all the money we need to get the projects going.
We need you.
So once you're ready, call me. I can put my house up for sale. But money will not stop us. I don't care how much it is.
If you sell your house, where would the children sleep? And the wife, where would they sleep?
No, don't worry. I have an option. Don't worry about it. But okay. Call me whenever you're ready.
No,
give me at least that. Give me about at least a month or 2 months advance notice. I'll get whatever is remaining. I'll come up with it.
Good man.
Care how much it is.
Good man. But we are coming to your house. Don't forget that Radio Biafra is going to broadcast from your dining room.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to Chidra from Tennessee this morning before I called you. I've gotten the letters and everything.
Yes.
So whatever we need to do, money is not going to be the problem. I put myself up for sale. Don't worry about it. We'll get it done.
Thank you very much, and God will bless you. We have already sold ourselves already and our soul to this struggle. Thank you very much. We'll be coming to your house anyway, and people will be hearing us broadcast from your dining room very shortly in the next few days, I would say. Thank you very much for calling. That was our brother Moses Nwigwe, the principal. No, one of them. We have two principal financiers here, himself and our former. We have our Dr. Ozokwe as well. There are a lot of people. There are many of you. Only those that wants us to mention their names do we call their names. Some of you are helping and we are grateful. That is why we are here speaking the truth. And because of you, for contributing to the running of Radio Biafra, we are going to get Biafra. We are not thugs. We are not fools. We will convince you first and then we all go and get Biafra together. It is for all of us to get, not just one or two people. Our people are intelligent. Other people surrounding us, our cousins, are very, very intelligent. We know that. We know what we are doing. When we try to move the spirit of our people to think, we give them a challenge. That is what we challenge them intellectually sometimes, to think differently. Not because we hate them. These are great people and we want them to rise up again from the ashes of deception. We want them to rise from the ashes of slavery, of subjugation, of marginalization, to come and take what rightfully belongs to them. Because Biafra is the kingdom of heaven on this earth. I don't care what any other person says. I find it a privilege myself to be regarded as an Igbo person. It is a privilege. I didn't say it's a right. It is a privilege to be an Igbo person. And nobody is more proud of this race than I am as a human being. And I would do anything within my power, both now and in life to come, to make sure that her honor, her integrity is protected to the hilt. Please, we are begging this evening, we are pleading. If you know anything that you are doing that is taking us back, that is stopping us from getting this Biafra that we are looking for, stop doing it. If our listeners are saying, don't discuss the East very issue on the air, we can stop discussing it. But go and tell MASOP to do the same. They should stop engaging in criminal activities. We are pristine people, the children of God. We don't engage in nonsense. We go and fight our enemies, not fighting ourselves. Not going and stopping people from going to work. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Your voice will reach the entire world. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype is not hearing us. Can you hear us? Your line is very bad, I'm afraid. It's not very good. Carol, do you have anything to say? Nothing yet. This is Radio Biafra. If you're struggling, to get hold of us, please do bear with us. Do bear with us, please. And you know the number to call. The number is on the screen of your computer. And if it is not there, if the number is not there, please, if the number is not there, try as much as you can. Try as much as you can to look for it on the bottom page, or you join us on Facebook. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear us? The caller on Skype? The caller on Skype, can you hear us? They can't hear us, I'm afraid. It is very unfortunate. Please, you call the phone. It seems to me that the Skype is once again congested because there's just too many too much traffic coming in. We ask you to please try the phone. The number to call is +44. Write it down, please. +44 78 31 30 8376. +44 78 31 30 8376. Let's go and take this call. That is the number to call on the phone. On the phone, please. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? The caller on Skype, can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. No, we cannot hear you. We cannot hear you at all. Please, we suggest you call back. We can't hear you. The caller on Skype. All you need to do if you want to join us on Skype is to please add Radio Biafra to your Skype list. Add Radio Biafra to your Skype list. That is all it takes for you to be able to get through to us. Please, once again, if you're joining us, you want to discuss this program, please, you are more than welcome to call, to join the program, or in anything you can do. You can even send us text messages as well. We will and should be able to read it. We have some callers coming. We don't know what is wrong with the Skype. Let's try. This is Radio Biafra, please. Is that Charles?
Yes, please. Yeah, yes.
Charles, you are able to get through. We have about six people that were queuing. They weren't able to get through. Please go ahead.
I want to appreciate our brother in the U.S. who just, he was so candid of him. I really appreciate that. We look for like what we are discussing before. I'm just hoping that on Monday will be another remarkable day when the leader will make that announcement. It's going to really help a long way. I don't know if you can get in contact with the person in charge of Ndibo page, because like I said last time,
she is one of us. She's been interviewed on Radio Biafra. Stay where you are. Let us try and take this call.
Okay.
Yes. No? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
This is Ejo. That's one thing I just want to lay out now, you know. Since I have been trying to give an email to Radio Biafra just for the preparation of this court case, they are planning to go the condition with which we can contribute to, that is, people who, there's some kind of things we can do so that when we go to that place, God will give us the right, you know. But all the messages I've been sending, these things have been hacked, and I have been complaining about these things. Maybe people will think that maybe I'm just trying to make some funny stories, but it is really true.
What is happening? Tell me what exactly? What do you think? In your opinion, what do you think is happening?
In fact, you know, I got, you know, that's information on online, that's the news about people who were exposed, that their job was just to spy and then hack people's messages, you know.
Yes,
this is you know, this is real, because if I didn't hear it from anything, I don't hear from the television here, I don't say it out, because YouTube or computer can just say anything. But when it comes to the news, that means that thing is very serious. Like that man was saying, you need to write something. He said they need to write something so that they can go and to give it to own people so that they will know what is happening. These people hack up to the up to the post office. Because I have given some many information by writing by some organizations in Africa in Biafra so that they will know what is happening. All these messages, I will write it down. They will hack it, and somebody who I don't even know will just give me an answer like that. just something that will make you know that it is not something related to what you have just said. So we are really in problem. Does somebody know that?
Big problem, my sister. Big problem. But what we want you to do is what I want you to do. What we want you to do. The editorial, the worldwide editorial board of Radio Biafra, is for you to put all your energies and your effort into making sure that Italy is standing. We want Italy to stand.
Yeah.
We don't know what is
happening. Okay.
Yes.
No, excuse me. Please let me say something. This for myself, like what I told you the other time about what we are expecting, that if all the Biafran women who are here, who are able to go and buy pants or in the market, if they are able to contribute that, for the moment we can go ahead with whatever plan we have. But the problem is that if you talk about these people in Italy, they all hear it. There is nobody who is a godly person will deny that he did not hear anything about this Radio Biafra. That is impossible. But in fact, they are not even showing their face. But one thing is that they don't listen to news, and they don't go anywhere to help themselves. They feel that they are in heaven. But they should know that even news says that the people that are in America, they will soon give them notice to leave. Even people who came since 1997, you see? So if these people, if our people here are thinking that they are in heaven, and they don't want to come out so that we help ourselves, when that time comes, then I don't know where we are going to. I think they feel that I am joking. Because they only think about doing their home meeting, which has nothing to do in this case. You see? They are not showing up. So if you are waiting Italian people, I don't see anything. I'm not seeing anything. I'm just asking other women who are outside, if they can help, let us just do our own. All the women, let them come out. Where are they? Your husband will be able to give you £20, isn't it? Let us do that. The old women.
I think they have heard you. Thank you very much, but you should also look for women. I'm getting my words mixed up this because I'm so upset about this death that is happening. You should also try to get the women around Italy also, if you can. But we know that they said the men are having, or all of you are having a meeting tomorrow. They said give them till Sunday. So we wait after tomorrow to see what Italy is going to do. We don't want to discount.
Okay.
We don't want to discount anybody. That is what we are saying, that we understand the way things work in Biafra and in ancient Igbo ways of doing things. You consult everybody. As you're saying now, when we take action, nobody will say in Italy, we didn't hear about Radio Biafra. You are confirming now that they're all hearing about it. They have heard about it. So nobody will say, I didn't hear. That was why, even where we come from, we say now, you must tell people, you must inform them as to what you're going to do. You don't force them to do anything. Those that, in fact, to be honest with you, we said we want only 100 people. If we get 100 committed people, like Moses Wigwe and Oforma and our sister Nenna and a whole lot of them that we don't want to mention, only 16 of them, we only have 16 people that we know we can call upon today and say, this is where we are going and they will come with us. If they are up to 100, believe you me, you will not be hearing us discuss it on the air anymore. You will see things happen.
Anyway, they should know that when the Bible says that is your name in the book of Bible, that home they are talking about is Biafra home. So if they want their name to be written in the book of the Lord, they should come out now and do it. They will be thinking that I am joking. I'm not joking. This is reality. If they want their name to be in the book of God, let them come and donate what they will donate if they like, or else they stay outside.
Thank you very much. That is the spirit. Thank you very much. We for your call. We are very grateful. Thank you, our sister Idom, calling from Italy. We are very grateful for your call. Let's go back to the line. I don't know. Maybe Charles is co-hosting the program with us today. I wish you could have called on a line. I don't know what your credit is like. You would have called on a line somewhere. Give us your number. We can get somebody to call you. We can connect you so we can free up the space for Skype for other people to call. But go ahead, please, and make your point.
You know, Nandi, I honestly, there's something that has been, just like we say we're going to discuss everything on air, otherwise I would have said something off air. Somebody was asking, I read something on Facebook a while ago. Somebody was talking about, they were discussing about Wazirike, you know, because that thing has been so divisive. You know, he's so divisive. Some people are for him. People who don't know about RBL, they are for him. Okay, because he started this journey after Ojukwu and all that. He went to jail and all that. I appreciate all that. Now, because of sensation, I think there is every need for him to be brought to table. I'm reading what's happening here on Facebook. There's every need for him to be brought to the table. Very, very important. Very, no matter what, no matter the anger, no matter the sadness, because we are from one blood. So if we can call him, if we can, if the editorial board of LBL can bring him to the table with the leadership so that they can discuss everything, whatever it is, because I still believe he has something, one or two things to add. I don't want to judge, be judgmental on anybody, but I still believe that he still have a voice. Even the mother, I don't know, there's somebody you mentioned, I think there's a spokesperson for Masov, I don't know his name.
Uche
Namado. These people are still, they are still efficient, because they are controlling some group of people, the so-called criminals among the Masovs. Okay,
just let me tell you something. Yeah. Do you know that that evil can never overcome light? Are you aware of that? Darkness can never overpower. Do you know? Let us get something. Do you know that what's his name? The Muammar Gaddafi had the entire army at his disposal, fighting against protesters.
I know.
Are you aware of that? Do you know that the Fatah movement of PLO, the Fatah wing, had everything from the whole world, yet Hamas rose up and defeated them? Let me tell you something. At Radio Biafra, we are not afraid of any human being, no matter who you are, no matter the crowd you control. We are coming against Nigeria, that is the most corrupt, the most financed, well-resourced. We defeated them. They tried to pull Radio Biafra down, and we defeated them. They couldn't take it down. They tried to hack into our system, and we stopped them from doing that. They succeeded for one or two days, but we stopped them. We are not children. Regardless of who you are, as long as we have justice and right on our side, we are going to overcome you. Regardless of who you are. Let you people give us transmitter so we can take the message of hope and redemption to every home. And you see what will happen to the corrupt leadership of Masov. The reason why we discuss it, because we have discussed this in private with them before. To say to them, you have made enough money. Leave us to get Biafra. We don't want to be fighting anybody. We want to get Biafra. Take your money and go into exile if you want. When we get Biafra, we can make you the president of a ceremonial head of state. Just leave us to get Biafra. They are blocking our way towards getting Biafra. That is the problem.
Yeah, no, like what you just said, there's something, we're not there, but I monitor a lot of things here. You see, I've not heard anything from Wazirike for a long while now. I've only heard about this Madu. Now they called for sit at home. Wazirike, who is supposedly never made a comment. I don't know what I heard anything about this from him.
He's probably dining with him, good luck. He's maybe with good luck, Jonathan, eating. And see,
so the more they keep creating more extra groups like a prostitute, you know, nobody takes a prostitute serious. We all know that. Okay, so we on this part of the world at the moment, we are assuming that we are more civilized than these people, and we are bringing civilization into the struggle of achieving Biafra. Okay, so the marketers, like I said, they are very, very important. You said the lady in charge of Facebook Ndibo page, that you're in contact with her, very, very important, because I am very, very sure I saw one of her picture when she said Laribo. So which means she has a contact of the people in Laribo. So perhaps you have also contact with those other people. I'm not talking about the normal, just the leaders or leadership of these markets. So I think she can play a role so that we can deliver the message. We ask these people, please, are you even aware? Because today I was shocked when I asked this man, please, are you aware that Biafra is now in court with Nigeria? He said, are you kidding me? I said, I'm telling you the truth. He said he never heard about it before.
And I'll tell you why. I will tell you why, Charles. Because yes. Nigeria, we have said this, Onucho, I'm so no people. Nigerian newspapers will not carry any positive news about Biafra. They will carry news about Masov because they know that these are rabble rousers. Nobody takes them seriously. The news that they know will move people, the news Nigeria knows that will make people to sit up and take notice about Biafra, they will not report it. if we like, let us go and be sleeping in the courtyard from now till we win our case, because we're going to win it. They will not report it, because they know what they are doing. That is why we need to be in control of our own destiny. That is why we need our own radio station at home, broadcasting to our people. We will be at home, on the ground, at home, broadcasting. We are not afraid of anybody. We've said this thing before, and we'll say it again. We went home and broadcasted a few months ago. We'll go back and be there permanently to broadcast. That is because information is key. Without information, we are finished. Let us try to see if we can take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? Yes. Julia, where are you calling from?
Nigeria.
Nigeria, what would you like to say? Because the whole world is listening. The whole world is listening to your voice. What would you like to say?
I would like to say that the seat at home is rubbish.
Say that again. The seat at home is rubbish, you said?
It's not worth it.
Why are you saying it? Why do you say that?
All I'm trying to say is they can't tell the poor mass that depend on daily income to feed themselves to sit at home when they give them nothing. They have enough. If they want to sit at home for 1 week, that's their fucking business. They shouldn't tell the poor masses to suffer too with them.
So how was it observed where you are? Where are you? Maybe you're in Anambra State. Where you are? How was it observed today?
It was observed, but not that much. People were going out, but it was not that much. Only at some church. It was very, very expensive.
Were there any disturbances where you are? Did people disturb or was there any fracas? Did you have anything?
Nobody disturbed. It was peaceful.
Okay, that is good to know. Thank you very much for calling Radio Biafra. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, I would just like to say well done.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for calling.
Bless you too. Bye.
Bye. That was a call from somewhere in the zoo. In the eastern part of it. Let us take this call from Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please. We don't know what is happening to some people on Skype. We don't know what is happening, why the calls are not feeding through. Charles was able to get through. Why can't other people? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype? No, it's not going through. Please, you can call the studio line, please. There are difficulties. We don't know. You can keep trying on Skype to see if you can get through. Please, Carol, what are your observations? What are you seeing? What are people talking about? Or what are they saying on Facebook and all the rest of it? What's the conversation like on
there
Facebook?
There is a lot of talk about the sit-in. But I'm actually sitting. I was just looking at my post about the Biafra National Anthem. And I was going through it and thinking about it. You know, it says, "We shall protect our hearts from the foes. And if the price is death for all we hold dear, then let us die without a shred of fear." Now, all this is already in your national anthem, everything that you are fighting for, you know, the things, and it says, you know, to protect yourself against those that that say these lies, that in your hearts you know the truth. and this is the talk today, all about the mass of leaders. I mean, I posted today about the differences between, you know, there is good workers and there is bad workers in every society, the good and the evil, the dark and the light. And so many people came back because I've commented on the MASOB leader saying that, you know, you speak out against MASOB. But why are you still sitting in? This apparently started in 2004. Sit-ins were started then. So this is nearly 10 years on. And you're still sitting in. You're just making you go around in circles.
we keep sitting. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on
Hello?
The phone. Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Okay. Good evening, and my name is Onyabo.
Jude Obonnaya, great man, a supporter, a financial supporter of Radio Biafra. My dear brother, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Sheffield. Please, I just sneak out from my work. I'm in work. I sneak out to maybe after 10 minutes.
You sneak out from work?
Yes. So really, I'm not starting. I'm not starting early, but 3 minutes I'm lifting. I'm talking about it at home. Please, I want to tip some few things there.
Go on.
My brothers and sisters are lifting the job there for today. Sit at home. It's never work. It can never work from us. We are the one that did it 2014. I was the person particularly that closed my market on a car. I was leader of myself there.
You are the person that closed my market at Onitsha. You closed it down.
I was the person. I was the administrator conducting the market Onitsha zone. 2004. On August 24th. So we are the person that did it. What we are talking about, I'm not in first to first. It's what I did in that closing the market that promoted me more in myself. But what I want to say now is that, not by my post or anything, I call home today. People, some people already said the observer it, but what I'm what I'm heard and what interviews I've given of them, people do it because of fear. Because of fear. Because they don't, because how much of people know how much of is operating. They're threatening people, they put fear on you. You know? But they won't give you what are you going to achieve in this situation you are doing. I'm telling my brothers and sisters, this situation you are doing is just to enrich Waziri more and more. It's just to make Waziri more popular to his people, to his agent, he's working with the Nigerian government. I'm telling you, after this situation 2004, we sit to hear Ethan Button. Do you know what Waziri told us in the meeting? He said, yes, you have showed the world that now I'm in control. We must not be in control.
You see?
That's working.
You see?
I'm telling you, I'm not telling you a lie. I was telling face to face in open. To be meeting. 2 years I hear my voice a moment ago. I know that I'm not hiding. I will say my mind. You know? This man wants to tell them that he did it just to put that now, this stage we have done at stage. When we are doing this, I was the person with my group. We went to the churches. We did printed a lot of things. What you are saying that during the lie, UN is coming. UN want to observe that. UN want to do send the A on the airplane on all the lie, bullshit, lying people to make them to believe that you are doing it. But the particular leader that are doing it, indeed of intention of himself, and telling us after we start from now, yes, we are in control of them now. They will come for me now. And they come for you.
And they did.
They come in. And now, what are you telling me? Please, I'm telling my brothers, we need to educate our people at home because they are lacking knowledge. I'm saying people, yesterday when I'm listening to you, I didn't call, but I was full of happy because what's coming to your in your mind, in your mouth, is called sense, but the people don't know it. You open everything. We are not against of myself. They are my people. I have a lot of strength in myself. We are against of the perspective of myself. Because the person that is not to do collateral to people of Nigeria, but we don't know. People at home, we don't know. People at home, they are tired of Nigeria. People want to check. I was very surprised that a person that I called today to ask, this person who don't believe in Biafra cause, is what I'm talking to him today. He said, my friend, I'm tired. I want this Biafra short. Yes. To show you, I'm laughing. I say yes. Now I have touched to you. You know what I'm saying? Could somebody believe they were recognized as a political governor? And what kind of champion for this man is talking about? You know?
Yes.
Oba that wanted to contest, they are coming to pay his homage. Can people buy it? Our people are not listening to this man, that political father. I have the video. I can give you, I have it by myself here.
Oh, you have it? I have the video. Oh, okay.
I have it because I still contact with one of them. They send a video for me. Hakim paid money for him. You know, this man from South campaign for Hakim. You know, he gave me no chance. He was the best. I hear Bianca. I have been telling Bianca that he was the person that bring a chance to Otuku.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You have Bianca.
I check my email because I from moments I store it. I will send that now if you want. Where Bianca said that Waziri was the first person bring do Ochas to the Ochas now instead going against Waziri. No, because Ochas wanted to go to president. He used it to get governor and thought he was weak enough going for president. You know? He was weak enough, political governor. Now you say to Paris like that, if you were weak, please, I'm begging you was weak. If you want to be a zebra, we want again. Let him go and be, I leave this struggle for us. This man is saying, but this, what egos? So we're not to quarrel to what we can. Let people read the handwriting and board. This man won't have any idea at all. You say to that stage, please come. Somebody tell me what stage we are now. Please, I'm begging.
We are still on the north stage. Nobody knows the 25 stages that they have. How can you be lying to your people? You come and you tell them you have gotten observer status. Oh, to our land, you are lying land. To. Oh God.
Man, wait, I'm coming. Let me tell you, you know that we are in Wazike beat. We four people that contribute to 20 naira every week in every meeting. We are paying 2,000 naira every all the programs to Wazike. We are the one that drew that hard. I'm telling you, Wazike. If that is not, if you don't now surrender his position, we are coming after him. And that house he lives in is poor massive money. He must leave the that house before his house, but for his house. Because my money is there.
Stay where you are. Stay where you are, please. Briefly. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ibrahim Radu, humanitarian custodian. I'm calling from Radio Biafra, Malaysia.
Your name is Rabiu Ibrahim, you said. You're calling from Malaysia?
Malaysia.
Okay, go ahead, please. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm happy concerning the latest development on ground. I'm really happy that the Nigerians in diaspora have started making concern about the country. I'm really impressed. I attended your forum early yesterday because in Malaysia it was already AM here, not PM.
Yes.
Yes, I have a friend. You really talk good about the forum. I'm happy to be a member of the organization. It's my pleasure.
But where do you come from? Your name is Rabiu Ibrahim. Where do you come from?
Ibrahim Rabiu. I'm from Kogi State, Nigerian.
Yes. Yes.
Born in here, Malaysia, student.
Okay, you're in Malaysia as a student. You know what Radio Biafra is doing. Are you aware that Radio Biafra wants an independent homeland for the Biafran people?
Yes, correct.
Are you in support of what Radio Biafra is doing to educate our people so that they can be free?
Correct.
Okay, good. Go ahead then. You understand us and we understand you. Please go ahead.
Yes, well, I'm calling. I'm very impressed based on what is happening at home. I'm really impressed being in diaspora, and I'm happy concerning other Nigerians that have been calling from other countries, making contribution to Radio Biafra. I listened to your commentary about the woman that spoke from Italy and the other man that called earlier from Dallas.
Yes, because we want... These are Biafrans. They will take offense if you call them Nigerians. But these are Biafrans.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Please, but your views are taken on board. Is that all you want to say? Do you have anything else to say? Hello?
Yeah, hello, I can listen to you, sir.
Yeah, do you have anything else to say apart from the contributions you made?
Okay, I have a friend here who want to speak to you. We've been trying on Skype since. We can't connect you based on the other people who have been making contributions.
Go ahead. Let him speak. Yeah, go ahead. Let him speak.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Lawrence Ugu Chukwuma, calling from Malaysia.
Chukwuma, your friend is Ibrahim Rabiu. That is very good. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Lawrence Ugu Chukwuma, the PRO Radio Biafra representing in Malaysia.
Radio Biafra representing in Malaysia. The only people we have, the leader of our people in Malaysia is Ike Chukwuenyago. He is the leader of the council in Malaysia and the person that we relate with. So when you say Radio Biafra in Malaysia, I'm a bit confused. I don't understand. What do you mean?
Yeah, the PRO, Radio Biafra in Malaysia, the organization we have here in Malaysia.
Okay, do you know Ike Chukwuenyago?
Yes, I know him. The chairman.
Oh, wonderful. Go ahead. I wanted to make it very clear. Please, go ahead.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Actually, for quite point in time right now, I've been following up with what they are doing in Radio Biafra London and the conversation people are contributing, and I'm very impressed about it.
That is very good. That is very good. And what is the state of preparedness of those of you in Malaysia? I know you people are doing very well. Malaysia is very strong. We respect what you people are doing. We ask you to keep it up, to continue the work that you're doing. Malaysia is very, very formidable. Malaysia is one place where we have hope and trust that you people will not let us down. You will not let Biafra down.
We are not going to let Biafra down. As a matter of fact, right now, we just started our meeting yesterday, and we talked about how we are going to move, how we are going to increase, how we are going to make an awareness to tell people that this Biafra, in fact, before 2015, we are going to actualize our mission and vision of Biafra. Because what is happening in Nigeria right now, seriously, people are dying in this country, and most of them are Igbos. Most of them are Biafrans, and nobody, even the government, even the Nigerian government, they are not contributing anything positive. Even the embassy we have here, they are messing up here and there. They are ignorant about anything concerning Biafrans, and which is not pleasant to us here. We are suffering. Most of all are suffering, and that's why we come together to unite together to make Biafra a reality. To make it a reality. Actually, I'm in support to everything, to an extent, the Biafra will go. And I put all my interest and all my strength to support Biafra and their movement anywhere they will be, and I will always support them in matter of extent.
Thank you very, very much. We are grateful. It's good to hear from Ibrahim Rabiu. Tell him if they want to be free as well, they should do the same thing. People of Kogi can join with other Middle Belters and form their own country and be free in that zoo called Nigeria. Thank you very much for calling the wonderful people of Malaysia. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you very much. We also have a caller on the line. Please give us your name and where you are this evening, please.
Good evening, fellow dear friends. My name is Wilson Anene. I'm calling from Hounslow, London.
Yes, sir.
Mandekara, thank you very much with your members and with our members. I will not say your members,
exactly.
With our members.
Exactly, that's better.
I thank you for the good job you are doing. And also, I would like to use this opportunity to ask, how about our brothers living in Germany? What have they done? What have they done? I want to know what is their plan. Are they with us or not? Because I know Germany is the third nation where Nigerian Igbos are many. After London, Italy, then you talk of Germany. I want to know, are they among us or not? Or are they still going to clubs and drinking Guinness or whatever? And again, I would like to thank that our brother calling from America for his effort. In fact, I was in the express driving when I hear what you say. In fact, I left the chair and started clapping. In fact, I thank him so much.
Do you know what he said? Can you repeat what he said? Moses Nwigwe, can you tell the world what Moses Nwigwe said from Texas?
Moses Nwigwe, I was in express. If I understand wrong, what he said that if we contribute, immediately anyone that remains, the rest one that we cannot be able, if people don't want to pay again, if people don't want to contribute, that the remaining money, let us give him the amount that remains, that he's going to pay the rest. He will carry, in fact, it's like he wants to carry the whole charges on his head.
And what did he say he was going to do to be able to make that happen, if need be?
He said that he will sell his house, and you told him that please don't leave your children to sleep in the road. He said no, that he has another source to make it. He said that he will sell his house to use it to finance that radio of a thing to make sure that news spread everywhere in Biafra land so that our people will remain what is happening.
Thank you very much. That is what it has been clarified. And I can tell you that from Germany, we have our brother. I keep saying his name all the time, Fred Onyale, who is also a contributor and supporter of Radio Biafra. What Germany is doing, I don't know. What Italy is doing, I don't know. Apart from our brother Daniel Ichuku from Italy, only God can tell what. Even Belgium is even stronger than Germany.
Yet, yeah, they are telling us. Fred Onyale, for him contribute money. I don't buy that idea. What I mean, what I would like to hear, that he has at least mobilized our people. Because only him, they say, when a one cock cannot make a village. So for him, it's better for him to hold whatever contribution he wants to give. But try to mobilize our people in Germany. That's the most important thing, because only him cannot carry the cross.
Yes, Ngwane, what you have said is correct. We will try.
I know that one of them will call now, you know. If they call, you ask them, we don't want one person. We don't want one person. Even if you bring 1 million, we don't want one person. I know Germans. If you raise this matter of Biafra demonstration or whatever, protest, the Germans will carry it on their head. The Germans, they are looking for a place where they will fight for equal rights.
That is true.
I've been living in Germany since 1993. Man, I moved down to London. Had it been I'm in Germany, because of this issue, I went to Germany. I tried to educate our people. I come back here, I buy credit, calling many chairmen of Igbo meeting in Germany. I googled their name. No one of them will say that I didn't call them. I said, though their number is no longer working. Are they sleeping? Germany is a place. If you want to do anything protest, just go to the police station and collect letter. Tell them that you want to do something. They'll give you police that day to guide you. They'll give you police that day. Even the man who took protest in Germany.
Exactly.
Police guide them. Even the Kurdish do protest. Police guide them. Anything you want to do, if you want to do protest alone in Germany, if you're in good person, the government will ask you, how is this true? How risky is this? This and that. Even if you want to register a meeting in Germany, they will ask you, what kind of meeting is this? They will go to their book and check. If this group is terrorist, if they are very disturbed, they will know the kind of people they will ask for you and ask you people to join you to avoid anything to be destroyed. So what I'm saying, our people need to rise up from Germany. Germany is very, very big. You both are living there. They are doing very well. I'm not talking of matter of money, but for people to hear our voice. I know Germans, they tackle Nigeria in terms of anything human rights. They and the Nigerians, they fight about human rights. They drag about human rights in United Nations.
Yes, they are looking for something. Well, so there must be 10 brave people in Germany. 10, only 10 in Germany we're asking for. But thank you for your call. I'm sure they have heard, and maybe one or two of them will call us now, because we are listening to in every country. If you mention a country, somebody will call from there. Thank you very much, and God bless you, and keep up the good work. Let's go and take this call from Skype. Please, your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype? The caller on Skype, can you hear us? It's not working. For some strange reason, it is not working. We ask you to please call the phone. Call the studio line, because the Skype for some people is not. It only worked for two or three people today. For the rest, it doesn't. We said it. Even Fred Onyale himself is calling on Skype. He wants to respond because, of course, we know he will be listening together with other of our people. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. No, that doesn't seem to be happening. We don't know what is happening to Skype. We don't know if it is congestion. We don't know why the voice is not coming up. Please, we ask you to try to persevere with us. We'll try as much as we can to get it rectified. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, Mazin Namdi. God bless you. This is Fred Onyale from Germany.
Yes, what is happening to Germany? Our brother is upset.
I just heard our brother talking about Germany and he drew my concern.
Onyale, stay where you are. We're going to discuss this German issue for a while. So stay on the line.
Okay. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Onye Keshuku Ezemba. I'm calling from Germany.
You're calling from Germany. We have Onyale. Onyale is on the is on Skype. Ezemba is on the phone. Between the two of you, because I know Fred is also listening. Between Ezemba and Fred Onyale, what is happening in Germany?
Yeah, yeah. Like I told I just moved into Germany. I was living in Austria when I was coming before, but I moved down to Germany now, and I'm trying my best, and I've been connecting a lot of them. Because I live closer to Bremen, so and I live in Rotten, but you can see when I send my datas, when I see the your forms and in the Skype, I send my datas, you will see that I'm living in Rotenburg. It's close to Bremen anywhere. So, but I'm connecting people to Bremen now. I try to reach as many as I can. Many of them don't even know anything that's going on, but I still try my best to reach many of them. But I know that financially now I cannot be able to do anything now because of my situation now. But at least I have to do the ones I can now to make sure that I gather my people up here. But I'm new in Germany, but it doesn't matter. I have to do my best. I call them. I have met a lot of them in Facebook, and we exchange number and we call each other. And I'm still going outside every day to search for our people. Most even black people, I swear, where I ask them, where are you from? Because I want to know our people. I want to let them know. I'm still talking to them on Facebook now, telling them, are you now on the line? Are you listening to Radio Biafra? Go and listen to Radio Biafra. I'm talking to a lot, and I believe I will do something. They will come. And none of them are responding positively.
Yes, thank you very much. But of course, we agree. Funding is not everything. But what we must get across to people is that this is why we said come onto Facebook and add your friends. So nobody will say, I didn't know about it, I didn't hear about it. Come to Radio Biafra London. Add all your friends. Come and join us and debate issues. We are Democrats. We should not be afraid to discuss the undiscussable. Because we are democratic people by nature, we must be. The foundation of the new Biafra must start now. If we don't discuss things on the air or put it out in the open, we will build a secretive Biafra. And I, for one, don't want that. I want.
I'm already in the Biafra Facebook.
Have you brought
and all my friends out to my site? They are telling me about Radio Biafra. Because one of them told me, one is Avis, he told me he was great. He said, thank you very much for opening my eyes. I said, yes. And he's from Austria. He's my friend from Austria, but he never knew anything about Radio Biafra. But when I added him, when I left to Radio Biafra, he saw it, he came into the system. And he was very happy to know about Radio Biafra. And so many of them will let me know about Radio Biafra. I will try my best. This all I know, I have no other country but Biafra, and I must do my best.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. You have spoken very well. Please keep talking to people. But we need 10 names from Germany. 10 people from Germany organized under the leadership of somebody in Germany. That is what we want. We want a leader to emerge from Germany to lead you people in Germany. It could be anybody, so that we can have one person that we can deal with and to disseminate information through that person. We want a Biafra of everybody. Everybody inclusive. Everything we are doing, you will see it. There is nothing secretive about freedom fighting. People make it as if to say it is one type of cult. There are some things you don't discuss. No, it's a lie. When the South Africans were fighting for freedom, it was very open and very clear. Anybody fighting for freedom, even the Tibetans, Dalai Lama, if you're fighting for your freedom, it is very clear. There are only two ways to get your freedom. Either you take it by force or you go through the ballot box. Sitting at home can never give you freedom. Highlighting your issues can't give you freedom. Creating awareness cannot give you freedom. After you create awareness, you take action. That action is not by sitting at home. You confront your enemy to take what belongs to you. You do that by either taking it by force or you go through the ballot box. Any other way, any other peaceful means that means sitting at home, raising Biafran flag here and there is a waste of space and time. Please, my brother Fred Onyale, go ahead.
Mazin Namdi, I greet everybody, every Biafran listening to this radio, Radio Biafra. I'm very grateful to you. I want to share a point concerning this Masob and Wazirike. We talk every time. I think we waste a lot of time talking about Wazirike and Masob and their phones, you know, and whatever they are doing. It's not helping us in any way. I shared with us sometimes ago that what is important is getting out of Masob.
You have somebody with you. Can you tell them to that down the call? Can they move out of where you are, out of your range, or you move away from them? Anyone be interfering with what I'm saying?
They are out already. So what I'm saying is that instead of talking about them every time, let us get some people who have the spirit of Biafra in them from that Masob and leave them alone. Whoever cares to come in, let them come, and who don't care, let them stay. So I don't think it is paying us anything talking about Wazirike and Masob. They have failed.
Fred, hang on. Do you know how many people died today?
Died?
Yes, at Onitsha today.
I never heard. I just came
exactly.
late.
Exactly. 12 people are dead, shot dead, because of the frivolity of one man.
You see.
Where I come from, I don't know where other Igbo people come from, but I come from Ali Igbo. I was born and raised and bred in the village. I did not drink tap water. I drank water from the stream. Do you understand what I'm saying? Where I come from, they said Ndubuisi Ndokako. That is the name they used to give people, which means life is paramount. Anywhere there is a loss of life of an Igbo person, I have the right to inquire what happened. You cannot be going about and wasting other people's lives. You, your wife, and your children are safe. Other people are dying. Where's the Wazirike's son? Was his son at Onitsha? People don't understand what freedom fighting is, and it pains me that intelligent people like Igbo people don't understand what is freedom fighting. Freedom fighting is not cheating and lying to your own people. If you lie, we will expose you. Look at the man that led the Tamil land, the Tamil Tigers in Sri Lanka. He died on the battlefield with his son. That is honor and glory. That is what honor is. Not to be running about all over the place. Your children are driving about with jeep. Poor people are dying on the street. And you're telling me not to talk about it? When Biafras are dying, I should leave him alone for killing our people? I should leave Wazirike alone? Why should I? If your brother is dead at the street of Onitsha, will you tell me to stop talking about it? If your sister is dead, will you tell me to stop talking about it? Why must you sweep evil under the carpet?
So my brother,
go and tell him.
Much forward.
Those that know him should tell him to hands off the struggle. Let him go and do his chieftaincy title and stop deceiving the world. With that nonsense, we are in court, for goodness sake. We are in court. We will achieve more in the court of law on the 25th than all the useless sit-at-homes. He's making things difficult for us. That is not how to do freedom fighting. When we have an Igbo proverb or adage, let us utilize it. If you don't know how to do freedom, go to the library and read. Ask yourself, go to Google and type in freedom fighting. They will tell you how it is done. Not by sitting at home once every 4 years and they kill us. It is nonsense. Rubbish. I won't have it. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth the way it is. If you don't like it, you can listen to NTA. You can listen to any other platform. Here at Radio Biafra, will tell you the way it is. If you don't know what is freedom fighting, go to Google and type in how to do freedom fighting. They will tell you if you don't understand what it is. This is Radio Biafra. If we can't educate you, nobody else can. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Samson here speaking from UK.
Good man. Go ahead.
I'm really upset with the whole situation in Anambra today. And my first question is, where on earth does a freedom fighter, you know, oppress those whom he's fighting for? Where on earth?
Only in Igbo land.
My goodness.
In the Ara.
It's not acceptable. Not at all. I'm in the opinion, please, since we are working with the Council of Elders, that they have to summon Owazurike and dialogue with him. How about you question? And I got him the question.
I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
On the contents of how about your question? Since we are working with the Council of Elders, I think that would let him understand that we are really serious of what we are really doing. We recognize the fact that he has tried for many years, yes, but the text has taken a different dimension, which he doesn't understand. He has to, you know, give way to people who really understand the game and to play it perfectly. Instead of wasting people's life, I don't think it will really help us. Please, is there any way we can dialogue? The Council of Elders can sit with him and dialogue with him. That's number one. Number two, the Masob key people. Is there any way some we can send delegates to go and meet with them? Sit with them and discuss issues with them. And try to let them understand the picture, you know, in a bigger picture, and then we leave it with them, so that it will really help us, you know, to develop the things we are doing.
Yes, what you're saying is correct, but the only thing that can solve this problem is our ability to enlighten and educate our people. Take the message of Radio Biafra, the gospel of Biafra, according to Radio Biafra, into every home in Biafra land, so that darkness and light will collide and people will choose which one they want to follow.
Absolutely.
I am not diminishing the importance of, you see, we read the Bible, we don't make use of the Bible. That is why I came to England to study, because I went to UNN and they were not doing anything. I knew it wasn't a university, it was more or less a glorified second, even my secondary school, I've said it many times, it's better than UNN. I went to Government College Omuahia.
Yeah.
What people don't understand is this. When you read a book, you don't implement what that book is saying, that knowledge you acquired is wasted. It is rubbish.
Yes.
Do you understand me?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
The glory of God himself has departed from his children. It is this level of impunity that has made it impossible for us to progress as a people. We are not moving forward as a people. Yes. Nobody is bothering to ask themselves, why are we not recording any progress? I asked somebody the other day in my own village, Isama Faruku in Ibeku, in Omuahia. I got a news from my mother. There's a lady in my village called Dambokocha. Dambokocha died, and Duche, the son, died at the same time. Dambokocha and Duche were buried on the same day. Not motor accident. I asked them, why did this happen? They said, because there's no money to bury them apart. I have never seen before. In my life, I don't know if people have. How can a mother and a son die and they were buried on the same day? People don't. I want to hear now, Jews. You see, this type of thing weren't happening before. Why is it happening now? It's very simple. Why are we afraid of asking ourselves questions?
It's a very important question. Yes.
Ask yourself why. Why are we burying people almost on a day, on an hourly basis? Were things this way before? Why can't we ask Juono Wuna Ajojo, ask yourself a question? If God is so much in love with us, why are we dying like, forget it. It's terrible.
I don't think it is God's fault. It is our own fault. And we have to wake up from our slumber. So that's what the Bible says. We have to wake up from our slumber and do what is right. And doing what is right is, one is a Owazurike understanding the fact that he is not really doing things the way he's supposed to be. Shedding blood is one of the things God hates. Are you getting me? So he shouldn't call for sit at home and people are out there dying and he's at home enjoying. So that's not something you know to be done.
Where is his son? His son is grown up. You see, that is why I sometimes admire people of valor. If you're a king in the Western world in the olden days and you're going into battle and your heir to the throne is there beside you, you ride into battle with your son, your daughter, whoever is going to inherit your crown, to see how brave they are.
Oh, yes.
So how can you're telling me that Radio Biafra will go back to Biafra land, ask people to come out to demonstrate, and will be hiding somewhere?
No.
That is this is Tofiakwa. God forbid.
Tofiakwa, yes.
When we ask you to do something, we lead from the front, yes. Not from the back. People said you cannot broadcast from back home. You're in London. We went back home and broadcasted on FM at home. Went into Nigerian territory and broadcasted. If not that we swore that we would never go to the northern part of Nigeria, we would have gone to Sabongeri to broadcast from Sabongeri in Kano. Our people must understand. The assignment we are giving them this evening is very simple. Go and Google how to get your freedom or freedom fighter. The world will tell you. Don't listen to what the BFS say. Go and do your own research. Juwajuju, go and ask questions and demand sensible answers. Any day we do it, we have survived. And that takes us very kindly to what we're going to talk about this evening, which is this fasting and prayer. I understand you're a man of God. Our people are asking, our sisters are asking, Beren Wosu is asking, also Nonye Manning is asking, and a few other people. We are going to pray and fast.
Even, that is it.
Even as a directive from the Office of the Attorney of the people of Biafra, of the indigenous people of Biafra,
yes.
Barrister Emeka Adolfo Emekesiri, who is the lead attorney of our case. He will be flying home again. This is what we're telling people. Emeka can stay in London and say, oh, please, other lawyers in Nigeria, go to court for me. But he will be there confronting Nigerian lawyers on the 25th of this month.
Yes.
Everybody is saying we are going to fast and pray to ask God to cleanse our land. We are going to announce a day of fasting all over the world. If our listeners agree, we will do it. For me personally, what I'll be asking God is, first and foremost, to give us common sense and understanding.
Number one.
That is the most critical thing, so that we can be able to tell our right from our left. Give
yes.
us a little bit of common sense, dear Lord God. So that your children, your own chosen children, can be able to understand the truth when they say it. Our people love lies. They don't like the truth. And here at Radio Biafra, as bitter, as painful as the truth is, it must be told. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, we are still here. This is Radio Biafra. If you can't be joining us now, but if you are, you have missed a sizable chunk of the program. On this day, the 8th of June in the year of our Lord 2013, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'm the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the great people of Biafra. Have with me in the studio Carol Monday as well, who's been checking Facebook and all other platforms that we're on. What is the take of the people? What are they saying, please?
There's lots of talk. It's mostly about MASOB. I think that they're beginning to understand now that there is some corruption in MASOB. I wanted to come back.
Are they coming around to that line of thinking now? Are they accepting that?
Yeah,
now?
They are. But there's also a lot of people that are asking you to have meetings with the leaders to try and join MASOB with us. I think that you need to explain to them, you know, your experiences of having met with them before, because I know that some of the editorial board has already had their meetings with them. And I think you need to explain that a bit further, Nnamdi.
Yes, what we are saying, we as we said previously, the deputy leader of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, these are the people that we report to. Of course, we report to the editorial board. There is a worldwide body. And the governing of Radio Biafra is done by our elders. Nnamdi Kanu is not the leader of Biafran people. I am not worthy. If you understand what Igbo people are, for you to arrogate such a power to yourself means you're drunk. Only God can appoint a messenger for his people at the appointed time. Right now, we submit all we are to the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, led by His Royal Majesty Ezo Zobo, Justice, retired. And his deputy is Dr. Dozier Ikedife, the King of Newi, who is a medical doctor in his 80s. And also Colonel Achuzie, in case people don't know him, Colonel Achuzie, the A-raid of the Biafran War. He is the secretary of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. People may be wondering, what are these old elder statesmen doing in Biafra? We will tell you this evening. They are the people whose name and signature was submitted to the Nigerian government. They are the ones standing behind us. They went to court and they said, who are the leaders of these Biafrans? These men stood up in a court of law in Nigeria and declared themselves Biafrans. And they are living at home, not in Manchester, in London, in Toronto, in New York, in Chicago, in Paris, in Malmo, or in St. Petersburg. They are back home. These are elderly men, our fathers, who contributed money to fight the war, who fought the war. Today, even at their age, everything was taken away from them. They are still standing up and saying they are Biafrans. They are the people we report to. And most people wonder, why do we do that? Because I know how Igbo laws and tradition works, because I grew up in the village. I did not grow up in the township. We know how things work, where we come from. And that was why nothing penetrated Igbo land until the Europeans came. And we'll tell you why someday, why they managed to get into us. If not, they would have failed as well. We are going back to the way of our fathers. We have a far more sophisticated system of governance than any country on earth. I don't need to go to school to go and study democracy. I don't need to go to school to study freedom of speech. I don't need to go to school to understand tolerance. All these things are inbuilt into the Igbo way of life. If you grew up in the township and you came abroad from the town, I suggest you go back to the village and reorientate yourself. No generator, no light. Use what is called mpalaka. Mpalaka is fueled with palm oil and a piece of cloth. And you light you strike and you light it and it burns to give you light. Use mpalaka in the village. There will be no mosquito there, because how we used to drive away mosquito in those days is by planting what is called nchawanta. Scented leaf you use for pepper soup. Anywhere you plant it, there will be no mosquito. Anyway, that will be for another day. Let us go and take this call. Please, Charles, you're able to get through to us. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, when you talk, and I understand what you've been saying, I can assure you that there are some people who are following Radio Biafra, not because of, just because of few of you, with Carol joining and other people. So we know that you are not self-proclaiming the leader of Radio Human Right, but then you are doing a great
worthy.
Job.
I am not worthy to
it doesn't matter. We are evil. We know how. We don't even fight for who will be the leader, because that's why I love the evils. You know, it comes. Somebody, just imagine, you are just there, nobody's paying you anything. You are there and people are loving what you are doing, they're just following you. So it's amazing. That's the unity that I'm talking about. So back to the way I started, I talked about sensitization, very, very important. I don't know, I'm just of the opinion that if on Monday or before Monday, if there's a way we can reach out to the Council of Elders to have some things we're going to put down on paper, if we can send this letter, like I'm still pressuring on sending the letters to these market leaders. Very, very crucial. Very, very important. It is very, very important. Even before Radio Biafra moved to US, there's one other thing, because I also monitor the news. You know, the US Senate, they have some I don't know what they call them, like group of senators who handle what happens in other countries, and their lines are open, so that we can also prepare what we're going to do. We'll send them a letter. They can grant you audience. I'm very, very sure these are the things that they love, because they know about it. But before we do that, there's a need for us to sensitize those people in the heart of Igbo land, in all the 5 states of Biafra. The people there must be sensitized. Once they hear about the court case, my brother, I tell you, it will be like a morale booster to them. Because as of this moment, they don't believe in anything myself, as I'm talking to you. Because they have been threatened, they've suffered so many losses just because of myself. So if they are sensitized, telling, there are just two things. First of all, there is a court case against Nigeria. And they will see the letter, they will see everything. They will believe in you, because I know our people, they are very, very intelligent. They don't need to go to school. When they see this letter, they know that you are telling them the truth. And I can assure you, in every court case, the people on each other, they can afford to send, they have money. They can afford to send people, representatives, to go and represent on each other.
Charles, this is a very good suggestion. I think what we are going to do is to write to all the market associations, all the associations, inviting them to send a representative to the court on the 25th to see for themselves.
Exactly. That's, I tell you, what they say, a prayer every, I think, on Mondays. I can't remember right now what they normally do, but I tell you, if they are now sitting there and say just a prayer, that please, you should not pray for a court case. I'm telling my brother, after that day, the news will spread so fast, just like the speed of internet. the moment you just say, please, we understand, we are sorry for what has happened between Masol, blah, blah, and then you just say, please pray for the upcoming case. Because they say prayers in all the markets. I think some do their own on Monday, some on Thursdays. If this is, I'm telling the news, because that's what they want to know. They don't need to go to university. All they know is about the money and then the love that they have for their people. Okay, so the moment they all hear this news that there's a court case, I'm telling you, the story will change. That will be a game changer. It will be a very big, great changer. You know, so when the game changes and then you go to US, what they want to know, what about the people that you left in the Biafran land? Are they in support of what you're doing? Of course, they know that by that time, they've known that these people are in support of what you're doing. So if you get there, the support will be coming from left, right, and center. So it's very, very, very important. Very, very important. If you can do this coming week, because there's a problem, people there tomorrow, they're going to talk about it in church. They're going to talk about it on Monday. They are very, very angry. But why should, because they don't want to lose money for nothing. Because they don't see the light. They find that Masol is not in the right direction. So they feel this cannot lead them to anywhere. So actually, I'm forcing them to
start. Charles, stay where you are. Just 1 second. Please stay where you are. Stay where you are. This is radio order. We've lost them. Let us bring in Dr. Egemba at this point, please. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am, Nande.
Yes, I know some of you, what happened today, we had a meeting today with our leader, the deputy leader of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. You've made it home, please. Go. You've been listening to the program, I believe. When did you start listening? Are you just coming in now?
No, I've been listening for about 30 minutes or so, because I wanted to listen to know what is happening so that I know how I'm going to come in.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Right. First of all, I sort of want to express my heartfelt condolence to these people who died today. Obviously, we learned that about 12 people died. We don't know whether they are assault people who were forcibly trying to force people to obey illegal order, or people who were caught in the crossfire, or the recklessness of the Nigerian army. But whatever happened, human life is human life. It is very, very unfortunate that we lost 12 members of our community, 12 Biafrans today. That is why we warned yesterday and told people that sitting at home is not going to help us realize Biafra. Sitting at home is not going to contribute to the present stage we are in the Biafran actualization. But many people still continued and not only observing or not observing, but decided to confront the Nigerian army. And I don't know whether our listeners know, the way Nigerian administer their military or whatever, they try to engage one ethnic group against another. Since this thing is happening in England, they will not get the military men and women who are used to the ways the Igbo people behave, and use them to bring law and order. After all, it is the duty of the police to administer law and order. Only you call the army when there is the whole thing is getting out of hand, there is anarchy. But there is no sign there is anarchy. Masop called the sitting at home. They didn't call for army or whatever. But whatever happened, it did happen. It's rather unfortunate. And many of the callers have called to express their anger over what happened and express their disappointment over Masop allowing this to happen, knowing fully well that it is the glory of one man.
Doctor, what I find astonishing is the inability of our people to learn. Some of them, not all of them, just some of them. You remember we were here before, a few months ago, November the 5th to be precise, when we said to Onwuka of BZM, what you're doing is an exercise in futility. It will cost a lot of people money to bring them out of jail if they don't kill you. And that was exactly what happened. What I want to ask you this evening is, in terms of the advancement of the struggle for Biafra, assuming we understand what we are fighting for, assuming we know what freedom fighting is, assuming we our goal is to go and get Biafra, how did the declaration on the 5th of November advance the Biafran struggle? Please enlighten me.
It did not advance it even for 1 second. Now, as we asked then, Biafra was re-declared according to them on the 5th of November. What happened on the 6th? Has anybody had anything about that up to now? What happened that BZM probably wanted to make name for themselves and make some money for themselves? Because they not only they re-declared Biafra, they went ahead to appoint people of questionable character in Igboland to what they call position in government. In which government? Government. Where is the government located? Who is the government for? Where is the seat of the government? If you call of a government, you will give address. Someone go to government house, you know, where, for instance, that is where the government of Imo State, the seat of government of Imo State. If you go to Oka, you go to government house in Oka, someone will take you there. They will see the government of Abia State, of Anambra State. Can someone please tell me or take me to this government of, to this newly declared government of Biafra, and where the their ministers or their ambassadors or whatever, where they are. They even went to the point of appointing someone, a permanent representative to the United Nations, which is rather unfortunate. They are making mockery of the Biafra struggle, which is rather unfortunate. This life that we are wasted today is really, really unnecessary, needless waste of life.
Let's take this call, please. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Mr. Nnamdi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Chukwuemeka calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Good people of Dakar in Senegal, another very strong place. Go ahead. The entire humanity is listening to your voice this evening.
Okay, I'm very, very great. Glad to speak to Radio Biafra because I know I have been joining and listening to Radio Biafra every day, every moment of my day. I almost spend my time in Radio Biafra, to listen to Radio Biafra. So this time around, I want to chip in some certain issue concerning the last caller who called in to send some messages across to our people in the market leaders.
Yes,
that is the very nice suggestion, and that is the only way we can get the heart of all Biafrans. If possible, we can do this. I think that is the best solution for us to get the heart of all Biafrans all over the Nigerians
and the world.
Yes.
Thank you very, very much from Dakar in Senegal, and God bless you. It's a very good suggestion, and I love it. This is Radio Biafra. You are on the phone through to us. What is your name and what are you this evening, please? They have gone. The caller on the phone has gone. Please, we ask you to call back. It could be poor network. I've been told to be a bit kind on the people. Somebody is writing, Ibe Demianu, man, this is not a day of laughter because we lost a lot of people. He said, I just reminded him of Mpanaka. He said he grew up using it. So Ibe Demian Ume is one of us. He is a genuine child of the soil that witnessed the honor it is to grow up in an Igbo village. That was where I grew up. I did not grow up with tap water. I did not grow up with stove or gas. I grew up cooking Sunday dinner. My mom would cook ofokaze on Saturday evening with Icheku, Nku Icheku. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. We are losing people left, right, and center. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Yes, your name and where you are, please. Obonokreke from Wari. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting to the whole world. Go ahead, please. We are listening.
Okay.
Send it to us as a text message. No?
Okay.
Yeah, actually, one second. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Pius IKDK calling from Canada.
Pius IKDK from Canada. Yes, go ahead, please. We are listening.
Yes. Yeah, I made a pledge. I just redeemed my pledge. Yeah, I made a pledge last time.
You did.
Yeah, I just redeemed my pledge. I'm just going to let you know that. And another important thing I was wondering is
Sorry, please, DK, please don't be in a hurry. You said you redeemed your pledge. You made a pledge to Radio Biafra. That is correct.
Yes.
Wonderful.
I've redeemed the pledge.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just redeemed the pledge.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I've been trying to reach. I think that the line is very busy. And the thing is, I'm trying to make is this. Is it possible for you guys to get somebody from one of the minorities from the old Eastern region to be part of this thing, like part of the co-host, like to co-host this program? Because I believe that will attract them to the cause too.
To co-host with who? Sorry, to co-host with who?
To be part of this Radio Biafra, like once in a while, if you can invite them to speak on the issues too.
Yes, of course.
Like
yes.
They are part of. For me, this is a bible of ideas. Remember the Muslims and the way that are using the media for divide and go.
Yes.
You know they brainwash these people that they not be. You know, they will not be full members of this black lung struggle, that they will be marginalized, they will be dominated by the Eagles. So I think it would be a good idea to also invite them, you know, to make them have some kind of sense of belonging to this cause. You know, like if you notice now, people are outside the Kugel, these are the future of that region. So if we can get people like that to be part of this thing, I think it would go a long way in helping this program, you know. Dissuading the idea that this is an the Biafran thing and this only thing. That is just my suggestion.
Thank you very much, DK. First of all, for redeeming your pledge, that means we are closer to getting our transmitter, and also for your suggestion, we are making very soon. We'll surprise a lot of people. Be rest assured. But we are very soon. Radio Biafra will be on the air for at least 12 hours. We will have the BBO people presenting. We'll have Efik, we'll have Anna. Everybody will present on Radio Biafra because we are one. So we take on board what you have just said, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Yes, Dr. Egemba is still with us. Please, Doctor, go ahead. But before you go ahead, please, Doctor, I want to read this thing, but stay where you are. There's a brother. This is Samuel Okoli. He says, please, Radio Biafra, I would like to bring to your attention that a friend of mine by name, Sepo, who understands my financial situation and how much the Biafra struggle means to me, she is a Zimbabwean, but today helped me with some money to put towards the transmitter project for our poor people in Biafraland, although not in hundreds or thousands, but it is important that I convey this to you because it shows that our people from outside the satanic country called Nigeria can understand and help us. I wish this is very, very moving. This is from a brother. He says his name is Moses. No, he's thanking Moses Mwigwe and Carol Monday and all our brothers in Australia. The doctor, that is Dr. Uzokwe from yesterday. And he gave us his number as well. The Great Biafran Brotherhood, the number is here. Thank you very much for that. We acknowledge what you have said, Samuel Okoli. We are very grateful for that. We'll get in touch with you very shortly. Let's take this call, Dr. Bay. Stay where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Hello, the caller on the phone. Your name, please.
You called Radio Biafra. Can you take this call? No, he's not paying attention, which is rather sad. Please, doctor, go ahead.
Yes. What I wanted to say again in connection with these people that died today, I want my sub-members to listen and note this carefully. We have lost a lot of our brothers to Nigeria. We have lost a lot of our brothers in the north. If
the few people that want to speak to them, come on.
I don't know whether this one is deliberate or not. Anyway, let the callers take precedence.
Of course they do. They we serve them. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
This is being speaking from Zoological Republic of Nigeria, the highest and greatest zoo in the whole world.
Exactly. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening to Biafra and all over the world. Please, I want to say something on the seat at home today. Seat at home today. The suspect behind seat at home today in Oka, Anambra State, is actually a vote of confidence on the political leadership in the Igbo land. It's not like people are supportive, but people are just frustrated, people are tired, people are looking forward for a new era, people want change. So even if you have an animal there saying something, of course people will play along because they actually needed new life. So that is what I want to say. I don't know the topic you guys are discussing today because let's work in time.
Thank you very much. We'll use what you have said as wise words and apply it judiciously. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. You didn't get any injuries or get hurt in the process of the sit at home or sitting or whatever it's called. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype.
Hello.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Oh, so I thought you were hearing me before. Okay. My name is Ikechukwu. I want to. We agreed to find out from your office today the price for the printing press, the price and the make and the details. If you've got the details, the price, the make, the model, and possibly the price.
Yes.
That is number one.
Yes, go ahead.
The second one is that one of our brother Mazin Nebedim who was assigned to find out from the Malaysian police what it would take us to legally do our peaceful demonstration here, and the feedback was that possibly it would be better for us to get a letter from the United Nations, since Believe Humanity Initiative is registered, that once we get such letter, that when they see, they can now stamp and authorize it. Otherwise, it would be more difficult. So wonderful. I think we'll have to get. It's important that we get such letter and then distribute it to every country of the world. That will make our case easier.
We'll get that. We'll get a letter from the Office of Indigenous People of Biafra, run by Bile Human Rights Initiative, confirming our status as an Indigenous Peoples Organization with the United Nations. This is what people don't know. MASOP is not there, but we are at the UN. We hear Janya Isi, but we make things happen. At Radio Biafra and Bile Human Rights, we make things happen. There are some things we have accomplished we don't talk about. We will get you people this letter, and this evening at some point, we will also get you the price of the printer. That's what we're saying. There is nothing hidden. We want to be on air. We want to be on the internet. We want to be on TV and want to have newspapers. By the time we finish with Nigeria, they will beg us to go. That's our promise to them. Malaysia is our hope in the Far East. We rely on you people. You have been doing excellently well. If we run this program from Malaysia, I'm sure nobody will even get a look in. The interest and the enthusiasm, I don't know what people are eating there. There must be a food in Malaysia that wakes, the spirit of Biafra up. I don't know if it's the type of palm oil they have. There must be something in Malaysia that makes Malaysia so, so, so formidable. We are grateful.
And I can tell you, when I speak to people at home, when they call Radio Biafra to find out what is happening, I tell them that you have people in Australia, you have people in Malaysia, you have people in Canada, and you have people in the US. And with these people, we cannot go wrong. We are very, very grateful. We are here to unite, not to divide. But we want unity in truth and honesty. And that's what we're
asking.
Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Doctor, the floor is yours. Nothing was deliberate. They don't wait to hear your voice and they'll start calling. Please do bear with them. You may proceed, please, and then round up for us. But if we keep taking calls as they're coming in, we may be able to proceed. And then, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, as I was saying, it will disturb me. It will beat my heart. It will pain me deep in my heart if we continue to lose our brothers and sisters right in our own backyard, in Biafra land. We know that we are not wanted. If you are not wanted outside, okay, you can bear it a little bit. But if you are not wanted and you are in your own territory, and we still suffer this type of mindless and senseless death, it is not right. So this is why we have checked all the means of achieving, realizing our dream of having our own independent homeland where we will feel free. We looked to all the means and we said, okay, let us try a peaceful legal means, the one that will the least casualties. I know that the people will die definitely in the process of national liberation struggle. Death is not is unavoidable. I accept. But in the current circumstances we are at home, there is no need for anybody to die. Now, tell me, my brothers and sisters listening all over the world, this 12 people that died today, what is the justification for it? What will you tell me is the justification for losing 12 people today? Now, we have sat at home, those who have carried a seat at home, and the 12 people died in the process. How closer did it get us towards achieving Biafra? What did it add to the process in terms of time, in terms of other means towards achieving Biafra? Now we have lost 12 people, and that is 12 lives wasted, 12 Biafran lives. Just wait a second and think about it for a second. If it is your brother, if it is your sister, if it is your uncle, maybe a husband or what, maybe a father, make that it is justifiable death. So this is why we are saying, let us rally around the Human Rights Initiative, an organization that is registered, regulated by the Nigerian government. We are still part of Nigeria. Until such a time we will achieve our total independence, we are still part of Nigeria. That is why we are going towards this process. Let us try it. If it fails, there is other plans we have in place, because we don't want to continue to lose our brothers and sisters endlessly. Please, embrace the Biafra Human Rights Initiative. Support Radio Biafra. The Radio Biafra is our media outfit. With it, we will educate our people. We will inform our people. We will let my sub members understand the difference between legality and the illegality. For instance, since delay has been functioning for the past 2 years, but since the December last year, the AGM was held. Since October last year, this case has been in court. Has anyone had of any Benin Human Rights Initiative being arrested, talk less of being killed, or being molested, or even where a meeting venue is being invaded unnecessarily? Everything has been going fine. In fact, the federal government provides security by way of their police, because it is a legal organization. Whenever we are going to carry out demonstration, we will carry Nigerian flag, we will carry their flag
to know that Nigerian flag is to admit that yes, we are still subject of Nigerian as a sovereignty. Biafra flag is say we are hoping to achieve to be on our own as independent people. Please let us support this legality. I don't want any more life to be wasted. If we die in the process of fighting the demonstration towards this, then it can be a little bit justifiable. But dying endlessly because of stupidity while you are trying to massage the ego of one person, it is not justifiable. On that note, I will reluctantly stop on that, and thank you very much for your time. It is always a pleasure to have you listen to us, because without you, there's no Radio Biafra. So those who called in, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Mr. Landi. This is Chuka Bosa calling from Malaysia.
Chuka Bosa from Malaysia. Malaysia are wonderful people. We are very proud of them. Go ahead, please.
Landi, I want to say something about this ship at home.
Yes.
Radio Biafra was busy telling people not to support Sitatron. If you see Sitatron on the 8th of this month, what happened the next day?
Yes.
But when you come to Facebook, on the Radio Biafra London page, this engineer, Ezekwesili, is busy advising people to stay at home.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with it. We are democrats. There's nothing. You and I can disagree on something. We are democratic people. We are Biafrans. We are allowed to disagree.
Such a message should not be allowed to be posted on Radio Biafra website.
No, we allow it because it could be
part of the reason why people came out, because they saw such message from your website.
No. What we must make very clear, we advise people that this is Radio Biafra. We are tolerant of every view, even the one peddled by mad people. We support it. People must be... What we are doing here is a microcosm of what is going to happen in the new Biafra. Everybody must have an opinion, even those that disagree with you.
Everybody must have opinion, but in certain levels, like what he's doing now, short news shouldn't be allowed to be posted in Radio Biafra London page on Facebook.
No, if people...
Because people follow what he said, for the fact that such message came to Biafra London Facebook.
Yes, I know, but...
Because of that as well.
Bosa, listen, please. We must get this very clear. Anybody who wants to follow the post of anybody, they are more than welcome to do so. It is your duty to build a superior counter argument to what he wrote. If you look at the points he's raising, you raise a counter argument because, and I will tell you why, the most advanced civilized countries that you have, I'm not talking about those who are advanced just economically, I'm talking about socially and culturally as well, are people that allow various views and opinions to prevail. You come with your own point, I come with my own point. We debate it, we see who people will follow. If people decide to follow him and I have lost an argument, all well and good. I'll go and rebuild my strategy and see if I can win an argument next time. That is the approach I want us to adopt. The key things that we have, we must not forget, that are cardinal is this. Radio Biafra is going to conduct a worldwide demonstration. After that, we take the momentum home and drive away workers of iniquity from the house of God, which is Biafra land. And after
I 101% I strongly support what Radio Biafra is doing. I'm a full Biafran. And what I don't like is for somebody like Engineer to be posting such a message.
Yes, you counter it.
For me personally, I don't support him in putting such message in Facebook.
I agree.
Radio Biafra London page is made for the people of Biafra, followed by what Radio Biafra in London is doing. So for such message to be posted openly there, it should be approved by Radio Biafra admin on Facebook page.
I agree with you.
Because he posted this message many times. And people are busy commenting, supporting what he's saying. He's a kind of device in what Radio Biafra London is doing.
I can tell you it is not
divisive. No, you understand.
I am telling you it is not divisive. I want us to adopt this approach. You know, in this country, the ruling party is the Conservative and the Liberal Democrats coalition. The power rests with the people.
What message now?
Can I finish what I am saying? Let me finish what I'm saying.
So yes, please, my director, go on.
So
please.
You understand what I'm saying? When you are in a democracy or you are trying to build a democracy, you defeat the argument of somebody with a superior argument. You don't delete their post until you determine that it is rude or insolent. If somebody disagrees with the viewpoint or the standpoint of the editorial board and they write it on Radio Biafra London Facebook page, all well and good. Come and disagree with us. Let us debate it. If you defeat me, fine. I defeat you, you accept it as well. That's all we are saying. When I ask you questions, you answer. When you ask me, I should be able to answer. When you look at all the arguments they have been making, every question I have asked in the past, nobody has been able to answer it. And I said to them, until the day you answer me that question, everything else you're saying is like water onto the back of a duck. It will not stick. Tell me where you have seen a freedom fighter with a chieftaincy title. The answer is zero. Tell me where you have seen a freedom fighter that lives in an upstairs. The answer is zero. Show me where you have a freedom by sitting at home. The answer is babash. It has never happened before. So everything else anybody is posting is their own viewpoint. If people want to live in ignorance, that is their business. I can't force them. All we are here to do is to educate, to teach, and to enlighten. We learn from you, you learn from us. Everything that Radio Biafra is doing was suggested by listeners. We must make this clear. The worldwide
listeners. Some people in Biafra land are not able to listen to Radio Biafra, but some might be getting Facebook, and some might be reading what this man is posting in Radio Biafra London page.
It's hard
for people that are not listening, because when someone listens to Radio Biafra and refuse to understand what you guys are doing, then that person is not a Biafra. You understand? So some people might not have the opportunity now to listen, but all these little things that they're using there, they can be able to access Facebook page.
That is true.
And be able to read what he wrote there.
That is true.
It's not a point I'm trying to make anyway. For me, I understand what Radio Biafra is doing. I'm just saying on behalf of those who don't understand.
Then we try and buy them a transformer and teach them. We want to tell the world that we can turn our people to see, to face the light and leave the darkness that is mass up and face the light. Once our transmitters are, and I will tell people one thing today. The people that will come to steal our transformer or break it will be mass up members. I can tell you that today. Be rest assured, because truth is very, very bitter. What we're asking was
that is people. That is why I spoke about the second plan B.
No,
we put this transmitter to be working with the security.
We have
everything covered, not Nigerian security.
We have everything covered, be rest assured. We have defeated them, and we defeat them again. And thank you for that, because we are bringing the program to a close. If you've joined us today, we are very grateful. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, it is an open platform. You can debate. If you defeat my argument, I will go with yours. If I defeat you, please come with me. And if you are in support of criminality, good luck to you. Criminality will follow you all the days of your life. If you support evil, evil will follow you. If you support good, good will come with you. Here at Radio Biafra, we cannot afford to dabble into any illegality. What we are saying is that we will defend the honor of our people. We will defend ourselves if we are threatened. But we will not engage in illegality. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from?
I don't know what to call you. Nonso from Spain.
Nonso from Spain.
Thank you very much. Spain started very well. They are slackening a little bit. People are calling.
We are still on that. You know, calling every time, it doesn't make any difference. But we are doing on the groundwork.
Okay.
I just want to thank you for your good job. I just want to say something about this Masoro issue. You know, the problem is it transmitter. You know, when we get the news on the ground, this Masoro, I'm not always rich. Wazirike is a single man. He can do whatever he likes. But Masoro, remember, they are Biafras. But they are lacking behind. There is no news. They are waiting for someone to tell them what to do. And this will use the opportunity to tell them what to do. So it depends on us to do something. And we are trying as little as we can do. But anyway, the issue is not the Masorians. It's the Wazirike himself and his colleagues. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but of course I agree with you in its entirety. I agree with you completely. It is only one man. He's only one man. But what we are telling our people and letting them know is, do not allow yourself to be deceived. Do not allow yourself to become confused.
This will not share me, Namdi. I call my father always. My father asks me, what is the next to do? My father is 74 years in Namdi. But he don't know anything. He supports Biafra. But he don't know anything. He don't hear anything. This will not hear anything. And the Wazirike knows that. They use the opportunity. Wazirike and his colleagues related to the Biafra. And they use the opportunity to go and tell these people what to do. They know what they are doing. But these Wazirikeans don't know what they are doing on their names. You know? So that's the problem, man. These Wazirikeans, I'm very sorry, they don't know, they don't hear you. And if these Wazirikeans hear you, they will change. And because they are ready for Biafra. They are ready. But they don't hear the news. That's the problem.
But we are coming. We are coming, and I will say it again and again and again. We are coming. We defeated Nigeria. Nigeria could not jam Radio Biafra streaming. They couldn't do it. We are not as rich as them. We stopped them. We will take our signal and our broadcasting into the territory of Biafra on the ground. We will come to them from everywhere, from the air, from satellite. We will come to them in every way possible. And we'll get in, and we'll educate our people, and we'll be free. That is our promise to our
people. We will. Our people are very, very wise and very, very intelligent, because the problem is the news. The news. I call Nigeria almost every day. My brothers, nobody here, I'm just feeding them. And when I call them, I feed them, I tell them what to do next. But if I talk about news, they don't hear. No, they don't.
Okay,
they don't hear it.
That's what we're going to change. That is where we're going to come at them. We are going to be on satellite. We'll be on transmitter, AM, FM transmitter on the ground. We will come against them.
I wish I had money. I would do everything. I wish I can give my life.
That's okay.
The problem is that I have a little bit of financial problem now, because I signed out for somebody and the person never paid. So I'm paying that. So it's a private issue.
So
I don't know what to do, because this Biafra issue is boiling me. I'm ready to do. Everybody knows me here. I'm ready to do anything for the issue. But the problem is that now for financial, I'm doing a little bit on a monthly basis. But apart from that, I want to do more. But for the moment, it's like young and crazy.
Don't worry. When it comes, it will come. But for now, we are proceeding.
Okay.
We are not looking back. We want people to see how they can get their own freedom. Freedom is not for Radio Biafra editorial board.
Our people are ready. They will, man. They will. When the news get down, you will see it. They will. Our people are ready for it. But the problem is that they don't hear the news. They don't know what to do next.
We'll buy
and people are using them because of that. Because they're ambitious. They're ambitious for Biafra. So then carry the message and use it for them.
That's okay. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. I was making closing remarks, and then this call came in from our brother Nonso from Spain. Please, we want people to recognize the work that we are doing. The work we are doing is to serve you in truth and honesty, but people are still calling. How can I close when people are calling? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is Chidera. I'm calling from Coventry, United Kingdom.
Chidera, do men answer Chidera as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just click on this and listen for all you people have been saying.
Chidera, stay where you are. Chidera, stay on Skype where you are. Don't go away. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, hello. Your name, please.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Dr. J. Champion from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia.
Doctor from, give us your full name again. I've missed it.
This is Dr. Udochi Anosike. I'm calling from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia.
Dr. Udochi Anosike from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Yes, go ahead. Yes.
From Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Yes. I just want to make some contributions, you know, concerning this myself thing. Actually, I believe there should be unity in the land, okay?
Yes.
And because they used to say that no reason. I used to hear that. Everybody wants to be a king. Everybody wants to be a head or something like that.
Yes.
So it's like, we are not really fighting this cause in unity. That is why I thought I was a little bit skeptical about this different things, okay?
Yes.
So, I know my son has been there for some years, and it's like, I mean, they're not productive. You know, it's all about violence or something like that, like, it's weird with house, and you know, we're not really saying what they're doing, you know. We're not really, it's like, they're not really effective, but the issue is that because we are all lovers of Biafra, okay,
mm-hmm.
we want a great country, because most of us have worked so hard to be Nigeria, and most of us have worked so hard also to reform the country, and some people are trying to bring it down,
mm-hmm.
and so that is why some of us said, okay, if they don't want us to reform the country, if they keep modernizing, you know, the evil, okay, I think the best thing is for us to get our own country, okay? Not that we are rebellious against the federal government, okay, the Nigerian federal government. We're not rebellious, but what I'm just saying is this, if the country was not made on a foundation where it's going to be workable, and people are not, you know, interested to make it work, so it's like, okay, let's get something else, okay? But what I'm saying is this, coming to myself, really, I don't think it's good or it's great to be overplugging this issue of NASA, because I've been hearing about this NASA thing over and over again, even on FB and all that and everywhere. I don't think the right thing is to overplug this issue, okay? We can call them to order. You know, there are brothers, some people there are ignorant. There are some Okada riders there, they don't know anything. What Ricky just needed them, and they're obeying him, okay? Some of them are even jobless. Some of them are just lovers of Biafra. Anything they're asked to do, they do. So I think what we are supposed to do is the Radio Biafra, okay, and the other groups, the Human Rights and the rest of them, I don't know the names, okay, should be able, because these are all evils. We're not talking about nothing as zero or something as. No, we're talking about solo evils. And we should be able to show brotherly love, and you know. So I think they should call the leader to order. I think there should be a meeting, you know, where the Radio Biafra directors or whatever should be able to sit with the should be able to invite the myself leader, because like they're not listening to this, you know. Considering the economy, the economy in Nigeria, some don't have access to internet or whatever or what have you. So they are not listening to this. You okay? So what I think is that they can be called to, you know, order, because hearing that traffic with that today is a very sad thing. Okay, nobody's going to take that kind of thing lightly. And apart from that, today is Saturday. I heard about sitting or whatever on a Saturday. I mean, you ask people to sit still at home on a Saturday. Saturday is a weekend where everybody sits in. You know?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's a joke. Sitting on a Saturday. Is that when you do sitting on a Saturday?
Really, I don't like it because it was disrupting me. It was just sitting today, I heard about that made me to ask myself a question. What is this myself? What is the vision of this myself? I don't want to criticize them, but we are all evils and we can guide each other. You know, doesn't mean we are most people in the world are now fools for what? How can you tell people to sit in or whatever or sit at home on a Saturday? I mean, what are you trying to achieve? What are you doing against the so-called oppressors, the Nigerian government? Of course, they're not going to lose out in the economy because the banks are closed. You know, the schools are closed. So, who are the people suffering from the medical effects of this sit at home thing? It's the poor masses. That is why I have to contribute in this. The poor masses are the ones suffering from this at home thing. So, even at the point, you know, we get a little bit confused about this myself thing, really, but I think they need to be educated. I think they need to be, you know, enlightened a bit. They may not really be, they may be ignorant of, you know, what they're doing, you know. I don't really want to be forcefully criticize them, you know, because, I mean, They said they're running back Waka, you know, and then we gave and all that, as we all know. Mm-hmm. But they should try to, I mean, shift away them. Because what are you sitting at home on the third day to do? You're just closing down the far massive defenses. If you sit at home Monday to Friday, Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's going to make more sense. That means you are trying to let the oppressor understand the fact that they are oppressing you and that you want to pay them. But when you are sitting at home on Saturday, the oppressors have got nothing to do, have got nothing to lose.
Exactly.
It is the diplomats that are losing. You know? You are stopping diplomats and these ones are already stopping. You know? They're being massacred every day. Some of them are so bereaved. They've lost so many people. And you are also trying to protect them by making them to close their businesses. And they're doing it because of the love of Biafra, the love of Afro Biafra. You understand? And other than that, they're also forcing them to portray our loyalty to your other. No. This is dictatorship. But in any case, what I'm just trying to say is this. Apart from the flaws of myself, because I noticed that the house is divided. Some are really supporting myself, and some are supporting Radio Biafra, and some are just neutral. But what I'm just trying to say is this. I think it's high time we should come together. I don't like this aspect of Igbo Radio, because if you really go into Igbo and you cannot point at any person and say, okay, this is the age of Igbo, you know, as you have in other parts of the world and all that. Everybody wants to be a king. I mean, there should be followers, there should be leaders, and there should be followers.
Can I interrupt you for a minute, my dear sister Udochi?
Yes.
Osike calling from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. We have leaders leading this Biafran struggle. And it is not me. It is not Radio Biafra editorial board. We must make this very, very clear. We are messengers of our people. We serve our people. Our leadership is constituted and it is called the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. They are based at home. They are not abroad.
They are
the governors of our people according to the customary law. The same law that allowed the northern states to enact Sharia law in the north. We have the same power to enact customary law where we come from. Until we get sovereignty from Nigeria. This is the clear distinction that people don't understand. That Biafra has a de facto government already, but under the customary law, recognized by the constitution of Nigeria. My dear sister, we are learned people. We went to school. Educated people to the highest order. We know how to find legal loopholes within an existing law. Nigeria allows you to have a Biafran government. Do you know that? Nigerian constitution, 1999 constitution, you can have a Biafran government. And we have it now. We went to court and we said to them, is it legal to have a Nigerian government? They said, to have a Biafran government in Nigeria. They said, we are not too sure. We said, no, but this is 1999 constitution. This is where it says it. That is something that the houses are doing. They said, you can go ahead and have it. That was why the indigenous people of Biafra, managed by Bilie Human Rights, is registered at Abuja. To notify them that we're not afraid of anybody. There's nothing to hide or to demonstrate on the street for. You asked a very simple question. I tell you this thing today. Had Owazurike and Masop come out to say, we are calling for 1 week or indefinite strike. I did not say sit at home. Strike. Then you
That's the kind of thing. That is the kind of thing that come on Sunday. And this will follow them
sheepishly. That is when you will know that Radio Biafra is real. That is when you will know that we will support any positive initiative towards Biafra. Let him call for a national strike and see if we will not support him or not. Call for a strike on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when people are going to work. We will paralyze Nigeria. That is called freedom fighting. Not sitting at home on Saturday, for goodness sake. When Seventh-day Adventist church people are supposed to go to church, you ask them to sit at home. They go to church. Seventh Church at Balasa. Seventh-day Adventist Church. They go to church on Saturday. People go to synagogues. Are you going to stop them from going to church? Or do our people reason at all? Do people do sit at home on a Saturday? You go for a national strike on a Monday, on a weekday when people are working.
Yes.
If you are strong, that is what you do. Not to call for a strike and people are asking us to go and deal with somebody.
Because declaring an industrial action on a Saturday and Sunday. I mean, it's quite ridiculous.
It's a joke. Thank you very much for calling, my dear sister. Don't lose hope. This is Biafra. We argue, but we have leaders. And our leader, the leader of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, is His Royal Majesty Justice Ezo Zobo retired, followed by his deputy we met today, Dr. Dozier Ikedife Ikenga-Newi. He's in London presently. We met him earlier today. He'll be making a speech to the world on Monday. The secretary is Colonel Achuzie. Nnamdi Kanu is not the leader of Biafra. I'm not dragging anything with Wazirike, and I cannot be. I am not worthy to be. I am here to serve my people. The editorial board of Radio Biafra, which I lead, are here to serve Biafran people. They are not the leaders of Biafrans. They are not up to leading Biafran people. They are not worthy to live. They are worthy to serve. I am worthy to serve, but not to lead my people. You cannot come out and say you're an Igbo leader. The person is mad. You cannot appoint yourself an Igbo leader. It's only God that allows us to lead through service, not by somebody arrogating power to him or herself. That is not the way we are. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much for your clarification. But you heard what I said about the unity. I mean,
it's important.
You guys need to come together. I don't know how you're going to do it.
Let him call. Let him call.
Because we can't continue to fight ourselves.
We are not.
I mean, we need to move forward. We need to be focused. We need to move forward instead of just, you know, backbiting and all that. Because I'm sure the way you're making your own suggestions, maybe it was Reke is at your back also condemning you or whatever. I don't know. I'm not in Nigeria, okay? But what I'm saying is this, that biting or, you know, you know, it's just like a political game or something. So I think
But you said it here yourself. My sister, you said it here yourself a while ago. Do you call, hang on, are you telling me to support somebody who calls for sit at home on a Saturday and lost
half life? Not that you support him. I'm talking about correcting. I've already cited out some things about, you know, the clause, okay, about the association, okay? We all know this. But we need to move on. You know, there's always a Judas is carried or whatever in the midst of the believers. And there's always someone that will be a Thomas to doubt. And there always is someone with, you know, with a different mindset. So I think it is our duty to be able to get some of these people and educate them, enlighten them. You know, that some of them are not educated, some of them are illiterate, some of them, you know, are not exposed. Some of them don't understand what freedom fighting is all about. You understand what I mean? So I think it's a gradual thing we've got to do. Those that know them, I don't know them anyway. Those that know them, I think I've met was recognition because I have a hospital in Lagos and I think I've had one of the munitions, you know, I treated as a patient or something. That's how I heard about it was Rike, because somebody was just coming in. You know, this person is, it was Rike's munition or something. I was like, who is Rike? I just hear about this super house, because I'm quite an outspoken person, you know. So I don't even know much about them, but what I'm just saying is this, you know, I think the best thing is to get these people, well, Rike is not, doesn't know it all. Of course, he doesn't know it all. Get him, whoever that is a friend of Wazirike should try to call him to order, okay? That is what I'm talking about. There must be someone. We are all able. We know ourselves. That's what you're saying. We know ourselves. Somebody must, you know him or something, you know, like that, and talk to him and talk something to him, because this is like trying to cut out what we are building. And also, if we keep fighting against ourselves, we're not going to move forward.
We are not fighting against ourselves. We must speak. This is what we must carry into the new Biafra. Truth must prevail. You cannot waste 12 lives. My brother, my sister went among those killed today. But I feel for each and every of those young people that died at Onitsha today. I feel it. I don't practice Ebrozonyos or Dikebusiporonko. I'm not like that. Wherever an Igbo person dies in this world, it could be in a Chinese prison or in Thailand, I feel very, very bad. We cannot be wasting lives needlessly. I am against it. Personally, I don't like it. People are dying.
Yeah, I understand.
People are dying. That is what I'm angry about. If Owazurike came out with his children and died today, I would feel the same way. I don't want anybody to die needlessly. We have not confirmed.
I don't understand what you're saying. I'm not saying that you should support corruption. I don't support corruption.
Not at all.
Of course. We have to say that. Then we have to, like, you know, get them in, you know, win them over. That's what I'm talking about. So that we can form a, you know, a large house, not a divided house, because a house is very against itself. It's not going to move forward.
But if you have people being paid by the Nigerian government, we must make this very, very clear. These people have taken money from the Nigerian government and they are not reformable. You cannot reform them. They have money to go to newspapers to place adverts in the papers to make you believe they're doing something when they're doing nothing.
Yes, I know. That is why most of us are so skeptical. I've told my friends about Radio Biafra as well, okay? Yes. I am not really, as I told you, I have my reason why I am supporting Radio Biafra. I have my reason why I want Biafra. It's not as if I'm against the Nigerian government, okay? But, you know, with the way they... what they are practicing...
Hello? Hello? Your line is cutting. Hello? Oh, my goodness me. We've lost her. Let's go to the Skype. If you can come back, we'll be glad to have you back. We'll leave your... Oh, yeah, you're back. You're back now. Yes, right.
Well, your practice is making us be a...
My sister...
It's possible that...
We've heard you because your line is breaking up. Let's take this... We've stayed... Please give us... Chidera is still on the line, isn't it? Yes? Chidera, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, please. Thank you for your patience. Please go ahead.
There's no problem, because I'm just listening to this program. I found some certain things interesting. I must say kudos to you guys for bringing this program like this, because it's just educating people on some issues, especially this Biafran stuff. You know, the issue sometimes is a kind of delicate, because some people, the way they see it and the way they do things there, down there in Nigeria, every day on news, you see people dying anyhow and all that, is not appealing at all. The day I saw, that was like 2 days ago, I saw this thing on internet, sit at home strike or whatever thing. I was like, is this the madness? Because how are you telling people to sit at home on Saturday? If you want to do anything, you do it on weekdays. And you follow the proper way of doing things. We fought the war, civil war, and we couldn't get Biafra. Biafra now, if you want to get it, it's too legal process. It's not something we'll be fighting and killing people again. I was like, looking at it, saying like, look at these people who do as if I knew they would deploy soldiers. That these people who do now, they deploy soldiers in the Igbo land. These Aboki people, all those Aboki will retaliate in what is happening between them, Buhari and the rest of them.
Thank
in the
you
North,
very much, my around. Brother. Thank you. Thank
so
you
So I was
much.
Like, this
Thank
is you. Madness. Even Thank if you. You want to do whatever thing, do it. Follow the legal process and do it. You know? So... Before today, I saw some this thing coming on in the Igbo, people that were killed and all that. I was mad. I was all the comments. I read all the comments. Anyone, because I was friend with I'm friendly with in the Igbo on Facebook. So I was like, what's happening? What's madness? Which kind of thing is this? Wazweek and the rest of them, some of those MASOP leaders, they are just like PDP, people deceiving people. You're a freedom fighter and you are collecting money and campaigning for doing whatever backyard, whatever thing with the present government.
It's terrible.
And people were there in Nigeria just dying. Look at this one now. Boko Haram bombed the north. Igbo people will die. Sit at home again. See, Igbo people will die. Our brothers and sisters. Men. That's why when I saw this, I was like, kind of happy. I was like, let me listen to the program and know what is going on. But the program, you know, is interesting because you are really educating people. Because I like the question you've been asking. What are we going to achieve from this today?
And nobody has answered that question.
Nobody, no objective.
You have to be united. Tell me, what have we achieved today by losing 12 people? Simple yes. question. Nobody can answer that.
They don't have objective of doing this today. Nothing. You want to do something Saturday, stopping people, poor women, poor children, poor, you know, in Nigeria. Okay, look in East. You can look at all the Eastern region. No company working there, no factory, just as you said. Sometimes most of their company located somewhere else. But that place, people trying to survive today. You are trying to tell them to sit at home. Sit at home doing what?
Nothing.
After sitting at home, will we get the Biafra?
You say you want to protest against the APO 6, our 6 relatives that were killed at Abuja. You did not ask us to sit and protest in Abuja. You're closing on. I want people to sit down and think of the logic. Our people were killed, not Ezu River, our people were killed at Abuja by Abuja police, Hausa people in Abuja. We did not protest in Abuja to hurt the Abuja economy. We said no, we then come to Onitsha and say sit at home. At sitting at home, is it when you lock up the shops at Otanja Market or Opiweka or Onitsha Main Market? How is that going to affect the Hausa person that killed our people in Abuja? I want somebody to tell me that. You see, our people, I keep saying this all the time, the reason why you ask questions. You see, in a class, when a teacher finishes teaching in those days, when we went to proper primary school, not the nonsense they have these days, they will ask you, do you have any question? Because it is through questioning that you find, you tease out what the truth is. When you go to the court of law, our people must reason, including people who said they're educated. When you go to a court of law, the only way that a jury or a judge can find out who is lying is by asking questions. The answers you provide will tell us who is right and who is wrong. Our question is very simple from Radio Biafra. What have you achieved today by losing 12 lives? How is closing on a market going to affect a Hausa man that killed 6 people in Abuja? Very simple question which nobody can answer. They say, you be united. I cannot unite with a fool, a rogue, a criminal. I will not do it. If you want to go and embrace a criminal, good luck to you. I will not reconcile or do anything with Owasogo because he is a rogue. We have all the evidence and in good time we'll release it. And we'll keep hammering it until he disappears. He has made a lot of money. He has convinced a lot of fools. 12 of them are dead today. Ahangugo, we've lost over 5,000 in this process. Yet Biafra is all of that he did was to go and take money from Good Lord Jami building hotels. And our people are so blind. They are so insultingly. People don't know what governments tell us when we go and meet them to discuss Biafra. Only if they knew. I'm telling you, they will tie him up on a stake and burn him. Only if people knew what governments tell us when we go and talk about Biafra, how they laugh at us, you will tie this monkey on a tree and burn him down. People say, don't talk about it. Who is he? He's destroying our name, destroying our heritage, destroying who we are. They're saying we should leave him. We are not campaigning for any leadership. Radio Biafra is a radio station and cannot lead anybody. Our leadership comes from the Council of Elders. We provide what is called guidance and we'll be at the front. That's what we're here for. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We're bringing the program today to an end. We thank all of you that have called. Every one of you is valuable to us. We want to progress. We want to make headway. Rather than asking Radio Biafra to reconcile, ask Owasurike to leave MASOP. Owasurike should resign from his position as he has made money. So what else is he there for? He can resign from his position and let us reconcile with the rank and file of MASOP. That is what we want to, and go and get Biafra in truth and honesty. Ojukwu did not forgive Ifeajuna. Ojukwu executed Ifeajuna for treason. Why should we forgive people now that have gone and taken money and are deceiving us? That should not happen, not in my lifetime. People who wish to dine with criminals, people who wish to dine with saboteurs who have sold the sacred name of Biafra down the river can do so. I will not do it, and neither will the editorial board of Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for listening wherever you are. And those of you who are calling, we are very sorry. We cannot take your calls any longer. We've overrun. I will still go to Carol here to give us some updates as to what is happening on Facebook, please. Carol?
Yes, just everybody's still talking about MASOP and uniting. I wanted to make one comment. There was somebody who posted about uniting. He said that you have an Igbo adage that says, when we urinate together, it will foam.
Yes.
And this made me laugh. And, you know, I think this is true.
That adage doesn't include criminals. They never said if you get with a criminal, it will foam. No.
We have to convert them, I think. Exactly. I mean, that's what the people
if they repent saying. From their sins, if they repent.
All Igbos unite, please.
Yes, we will unite. Yes. Thank you very much.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. I wanted to say good night as well, but I'm not allowed to say that, am I? I'm saying thank you for listening this evening, wherever you are on this planet. It was a pleasure having you. And this is your radio station. We are closer to taking the truth home to the hearing of everybody. Radio Biafra transmitter is very, very close to happening. We said we're not fundraising, we're not fundraising. But if it touches your heart to support this initiative, please do so. You know what to do. Thank you very much. We love all of you. We can debate very robustly. Even in the new Biafra, we'll do so. We don't hate anybody. We love all of you. I love all of you. The editorial board, on whose behalf I present this program, loves all of you very, very dearly. God bless you all as we go into next week, which is Sunday, please, 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 whatever you do, be your brother's keeper. Do not forget what we are here to do, which is to achieve Biafra in truth and honesty. God bless you. Good night. 7 p.m. tomorrow, London time. Do not forget. This is Radio Biafra.
La 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 la.